last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Don, you must be the world's worst leg.
Thank you.
You don't like anything. You don't like feet. You don't like the butt. You don't like toys. You don't like experimenting.
For your information, I'm a great leg. Just because I don't want to do it with your feet or do it in your butt doesn't mean I'm not a good leg.
You know what really turns me on?
What really turns me on is when Cunny's just shut up.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
You know what you have to do as a listener when you call this show?
What is it?
You have to pay attention.
Hey, everybody, you got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live, 4 hours every weekday, from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C., broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call time for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
Oh, what's the mistake?
Who would you call? Don't call to play the name game.
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
Women, don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Oh, those are quality guys.
And don't call telling jokes.
Zippy chance.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
He is pathetic.
I agree with that. Good question.
Money?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here?
Here it is. Martini time. What I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, and the greatest announcer in the National Football League, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
There he is. Hi, Robbie.
I got a rare early morning call from Phil today.
What did he want?
Well, he said he'd love to call into the show today if that's all right. He just needs a check for $200. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hiller and all the ships at sea. Hey, ladies, you want fun? Just let them get at your sea spot.
Yep.
They're Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and of course, kudos, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode. It's
Tuesday,
July 18th. Telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh, right. 877-365-3636. Your hotline to the hips. On the Don and Mike Show.
I like you starting the show with It's Martini Time, too. I kind of dig that. I put in a request for that one.
Well, that is, in fact, that is the audio martini, an audio martini every day when I get to say it's Phil Hochberg time. So now I'm basking in the glow of that. And hello, listen, we're going to start the show today by devoting just a very brief period here, just a scotch of time, talking about our Sacramento radio station,
KHTK, the never-ending adventure.
Today, I get a call from Ken Stevens. Always delightful.
Always a pleasure.
To receive an early morning call from Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that today, the general manager from KHTK called him, and they now are threatening to cancel the show.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we have a couple of issues with KHTK. The first issue with this radio station in Sacramento is that they've told us they're going to run the whole show.
Right.
And then they don't run the whole show.
Right.
So, when they don't run the whole show, we're going to get on them because they've told us they will do it.
Right.
The second issue we have, and I think the issue that caused the problem last night into today, is that when we were unceremoniously dumped before the show was over yesterday, the disc jockey who comes on next, in essence, pulls out his schlong and lays it on the table.
Yeah, you know, and he makes it personal.
Right, this guy comes on, this dickweed named Grant Napier, he comes on the radio at 4 o'clock in Sacramento, you know, when we are 3,000 miles away,
right,
and when we can't defend ourselves, he comes on and he says, hey, listen, this is the most important show on KHTK. No matter what happens every day, this show will start at 4 o'clock. I don't care what those other guys say. This is the show on KHTK.
So you pointed out to me in the office that there are many stations that actually clip this show at probably 7 o'clock
East Coast. 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West Coast.
The only difference is they don't have a guy coming on afterwards and saying, hey, you know, they're off because I'm on.
And that's our entire point. So what we did yesterday, when it was pointed out to us that this guy's coming on and right, pulling out his weenie when he comes on the radio at 4 o'clock, we gave out the request line number for the radio station, the local number, and we asked people to call, and we asked people to say to this guy that the Don and Mike show rightly belongs until 4:30 West Coast time.
Because this guy has made it into this kind of an issue, and, you know, we're not ones to shy away from a confrontation.
No, and what happens is that I guess the people at KHTK in Sacramento have no problem telling us to shut up, because we're 3,000 miles away.
It's much easier to be tough with the syndicated show than it is to be tough with the, you know, the show that's in your studio every
but
day.
They've got the problem with, you know, the scary local guy who's, you know, such a freaking sensation. So the deal that I said to Ken today was, I said, well, if they want to cancel the show, that is, you know, that's their prerogative. It's not going to be on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite what I said last week,
yeah,
we're not going to have it on our resumes that we walked out on KHTK.
Oh, no.
On the days that KHTK does not run the entire show, we will dog them.
Yeah, we're going to be on them because that's what they said they were going to do.
And number two, and I do mean number two, if the disc jockey who comes on after us cannot shut his mouth and cannot just do a stupid radio show without having to come on the air the first thing at 4 o'clock and say, you know, I'm here and they're not and I'm important and they're not, then he's going to be in for the fight of his life. And if KHTK wants to cancel this show because of that, I say, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, give us our notice, and we'll work on getting a new affiliate today in Sacramento.
Because this is, you know, just an unacceptable situation. It's gone on too long. We're going to do what we said we were going to do, and that's just the way it's going to work, and they better get used to it.
This is a game that's been played for too long.
We've had this happen at other radio stations.
Yeah, but specifically in Sacramento, this game has gone on way too long, and the two issues are the fact that they've given us assurances that they'll run the whole show.
We've never had it on a radio station where we were number one. We've never had that happen.
No, and they don't run the whole show. And then the disc jockey that comes on after us, you know, has to pull his weenie out and make a big deal. And then KHTK, I guess he goes crying to the general manager.
Oh, sure.
And then the general manager calls Ken and says, hey, listen, whatever Don and Mike did yesterday, that's unacceptable. Well, all we did was give out the request line for the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
If Grant Napier thinks he's got the scary power in all the listeners, let him give out our phone number. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
800-877.
There it is, right over there.
365-3636.
Yeah, please do.
Give out the phone number.
We can't help it that, you know, we've got more listeners, and we've got, you know, more zealous listeners.
Sorry. You know, and Ken pointed that out to me today. Ken said, you know, in many ways, you guys, your listeners of your show, you're like a militia. I said, and what? And that's bad? You're gonna penalize me because our listeners are loyal?
We got wonderfully loyal listeners.
Because, you know, thank God we got this relationship with our listeners. We got it with nobody else, but we got it with them. They get the show, they listen to the show, they support the show. We owe everything to them, and we say thank you to them.
And if the guy's so worried about it, then just shut up.
Right.
Just knock it off. If you're that concerned about doing your show, well, then shut up.
Just shut up.
And we won't be any the wiser. I mean, the whole reason this has ever become an issue anyway, really, is because of this disc jockey that comes on after us.
Exactly.
That's the whole problem. We never would have been aware of it. We started getting calls from Sacramento, from fans of this show, people that would call in and say, hey, you should hear that guy that comes on after you, because we've got a number one rated show, and the guy's coming on and dogging us after we get off the air. It's ridiculous.
You know, and frankly, it's a one-sided battle, because
We don't know anything about this guy.
Don't know, don't
care.
We've
never heard of him, right? We don't care. He's a nobody in the industry. He's a guy that does a local sports show on the station in Sacramento. Well, good. Shut your mouth and do your show. But if you're going to be a big man, and if you're going to come on and swing the big stick when your show starts, then don't be a pussy and don't cry to the general manager because you've started something that you're not man enough to finish.
Right.
And we're not going to back down.
It's the same guy that when we went out there, didn't he, like, run away?
Yeah.
We never saw any evidence of this guy even existing when we were out there in Sacramento.
So I said to Ken today, and I hope that he would pass it along to the general manager, but just because I don't trust Ken to pass along messages properly, we're saying it here, now, gentlemen, on this right. fine stage,
mm-hmm.
that we will not dog KHTK unless they cut the show. Then we're going to dog them. We could give a rat's ass about Grant, who the hell is he, Napier. But if this guy's going to come on the air at the end of every single show that we do, and he starts a show, if he's going to start something, we're going to finish it.
Absolutely.
It's real simple. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's the end of the statement for KHTK. And if they still want to cancel the show, then please, you know, go ahead. You'd be ruining a beautiful 7-8 year relationship, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I guess they, you know, they can get another show to come in and do number one ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, good luck.
We've proven, you know, that's real easy to do. Real easy to do.
They could just put that guy on for an extra 4 hours.
There you go.
Because he's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Scary talent.
Right. Absolutely. So anyway, you know, and this is the pisser. I hate wasting my morning talking to Ken on the telephone about a disc jockey in Sacramento who's upset because he starts something and then we run with it.
You know, it's truly amazing, too, when you have this kind of success. When you've got, this is one of our most successful markets, Sacramento, California, and it truly boggles the mind that they do this, that they are not just waking up and smelling the coffee.
It's because we're not there. It's because they got this guy every day plopping down in the GM seat like a baby, going into the office and going, Don and Mike ruined my show. Everybody was calling my show today from the Don and Mike show. You make them stop it. But then, you know, in the same instance, you know, just in the split second, the guy goes on the radio and goes, hey, this is my turf. I'm number one. I'm the big dog here. Those guys don't say what goes, man. At 4 o'clock, it's time for my show. Don't you ever forget it. You know, please, just be consistent. Either be a man or be a pussy. Or be a pussy or be a man.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you're a mussy. Half man, half pussy.
Half man, half pussy.
So I'm giving you an order right now, Grant Napier. Whatever the hell your name is, unless you want the gates of hell to open up on you, just shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's easy.
Just shut up. But if you don't want the gates of hell to open up on you, then go ahead and run your mouth. But when you do run your mouth, don't go back and cry to the boss then.
Because if you do run your mouth, you know, we've got ways, I think, that we proved yesterday, of making it very, very difficult for you to enjoy, you know, your little show out there.
Right. Talking about interleague baseball and,
right.
and the Olympic time trials and exciting stuff like that. But go ahead. Just shut your mouth. And KHTK, if you don't like it, then you can send the cancellation order to Westwood One. We certainly hope that you don't do that. But, you know, I think it's really almost come down to us or him.
Yeah, I think so.
And even when you take the time aspect out, the fact that they're going to cut the show off, which is something that we can deal with behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've either got to make a truce here that works, and you've got to get him to live up to it, because frankly, we don't care about this guy.
Right.
We don't spend our days pining away thinking about Grant freaking Napier, some local schmuck who's on at 4 o'clock. We don't.
I'll tell you right
but
now.
But it's obvious he spends all day thinking about us.
I'll tell you right now, you know, it's up to KHTK. The decision is up to them. That's the way that works. But I will tell you this, if that decision was ever to come down, you'd have two tremendously enthusiastic employees at the next radio station in Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd have guys that would really...
We'd be motivated.
...really want to make it personal.
We'd be motivated. Mm-hmm. You know, just like we're motivated with WNEW, where we're virtually living in New York half of the time now,
mm-hmm.
we'd be that motivated to make something happen in Northern California.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's not like we haven't proven ourselves there.
Right.
I mean, you're getting a known commodity there. So that's it. Maybe, maybe that's a commercial. Who knows?
So that's that. And now let's move on with the show.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a couple of phone calls.
Although I bet that all these calls will still be about the same dopey topic.
Oh, and I get tired of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Love
Hi.
The show.
Thanks.
I was just calling from Sacramento. You probably knew that. I was just calling to tell you that just before your show, KHTK ran a promotion. And it said, home of the highest-rated afternoon show in Sacramento. And then there was a pause that said, Grant Napier, 4 o'clock.
Well, that, I mean, that's perfectly, you know, they do that for shows all over the country.
We have no problem with that.
That's not, I mean, that's perfectly legit. I have no problem with that.
Okay. You know, frankly, I don't think the guy is number one in the overall ratings.
That,
I'm sure
that was my question.
I'm sure they're pulling some kind of demographic thing. You know, but I think that that's probably a promo that they run throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they run promos saying, you know, listen to the number one rated midday show, the Don and Mike show on KHTK.
Oh, we all know that you're number one, though.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever heard promos for this show on KHTK?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, well,
there
see,
you go.
All stations have promos that they run for all the disc jockeys. We don't have a problem with that. We have no problem with that. Thank you, though.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I think really one of the other problems, and I don't like to put it on listeners' heads, but, one of the other problems, I think in management, I just get the impression that management at KHTK has always enjoyed this byplay between
The
shows, because the listeners just seem to enjoy it. And,
right.
And you know, it's all well and good, but it's come to a head.
Yeah, I mean, if this guy really wants to have a war,
we'll have a war with him. Mm-hmm.
We'll have a war. We don't lose disc jockey wars.
No, never.
Ask Harvey Joel Fisher about that.
Absolutely.
Ask Elliot and Woodside about that.
Hey, yeah, it just doesn't happen.
Ask Oliver North. Ask Larry King. I mean, we've had plenty of them.
Sure.
We're undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I say open the gates of hell on this guy. You know, there's some history there. The day before you guys came out to Sacramento last year, he got on the radio, on his show, and he's talking about how they should have drug-sniffing dogs meet you at the airport, sanitize the studio. You know, there's some history. The guy needs his dirt.
Well, listen, you know, if the guy continues to run his big mouth, we will do exactly that. We'll do that because the people at KHTK think that we don't know. See, because we're not there, they think that we don't know that when the show goes off at 4 o'clock that we still have people calling us and telling us what's going on.
Exactly.
I mean, we do.
Mm-hmm.
As loyal as our listeners are in D.C. and in Baltimore and in Florida, they're just as loyal in Sacramento.
Right.
You know, even though they can't hear the show doesn't mean they can't rat that guy out.
Of course, of course. And, that, you know, that's fine.
What?
The light's pretty hot. I'd like to bone her.
Pardon me?
His wife's pretty hot. I'd like to bone her.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
People in Sacramento love this. They absolutely they thrive on
it up. Hello.
Hey, kind of on the same topic. Don, how's your plumbing going in the house?
Oh, I'm going to be calling my mother-in-law to find out about that
tonight. Good. She dealt with it all day yesterday.
At the beach place. Yeah, I have no idea. Thank you, though. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, no need to say goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. Do you guys still want to talk about that wank out in Sacramento, or do you want to talk about something a little different?
I think we're done talking about that wank in Sacramento, right?
I'm calling him a wank.
Hey, okay, then. Well, I was reading an article yesterday in a German news magazine that says all the people who are working on Big Brother are actually paid actors and not volunteers like they're saying.
Well, I read an article in a German magazine that said all the people on Big Brother are actually related to Adolf Hitler. And their last name is really Hiller.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. I don't think those are actors.
No.
I really don't.
No, they're real people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Listen, I just want to tell you, I'll drop it. I'm getting tired of the Grant Napier thing, but...
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't do that. You can't call the show and say, you can't say, listen,
okay,
I know you're tired of hearing about it. And I'm tired of hearing about it. But just let me get my two cents in, and then everybody else has to shut up about it.
I don't want to hear about it, then I can't stand that scrub. But the only reason he's popular is because this is such an ass-backward city that sports is all they have. He comes on for the afternoon drive. He's a red-headed scrounger.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye. Listen, this is how little the guy means to us.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't care about the guy. We're just saying this to stake out our territory.
Mm-hmm.
To tell this guy to shut his big goddamn AM radio mouth.
At any moment.
At 4 o'clock today.
At any moment. At any time. We are more than capable of stepping it up and of finishing it probably very quickly.
Yeah.
We could do that.
It'd be a one-day war.
Absolutely.
It would be akin to when we went over to Iraq to take care of business over there. If you've ever seen the movie Three Kings, it'd be very similar to that.
A surgical strike. We not only have the power of the listening audience, the bodies, the numbers, the people that can, that we can wield, that we can bring down on this guy, but
they have the passion.
Sure. And we have not done any research on this guy whatsoever. We are more than capable of doing that, too, of really finding out everything about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every detail.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe stuff he doesn't want anybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ronaldo and Miguel, how are you guys?
Hola, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I have a question for you. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Yes.
When KHTK decides to finally drop you,
how long what?
Realistically, before you guys get picked up by another station.
Well, that's where you get into contractual issues.
That's like, hard to say.
Last week, when I really was really pissed at them and I quit, the truth is when I got home that night, you know, unfortunately, we don't live in a world now where you can just quit and walk out the door. We have a contract with that radio station, so...
In a world.
If they dumped us, as I expect, they probably
will.
Yeah,
this listener is very astute, because, I mean, that's exactly what I think is going to happen.
Then there will be probably, like, a 90-day clause where we can't be heard in Sacramento for 90 days.
And then you gotta have the other station that steps up to the plate, and that's, that's not... We've proven that, too. That's not easy. That is not... And, we've been lying... Why lie to people and tell, oh, hey, no problem? It's very hard. It takes some time. You know, even when you have number one ratings in a market, it takes time to get on another station.
But I think there would be a station in Sacramento that would come along. I think of all the situations we're in...
I sure would hope so.
That would probably be one of the easiest situations.
Exactly so.
Hey, you guys rock.
But this, the whole situation, like I said, will be taken care of if the guy just shuts up. If the guy just concentrates on doing the number one afternoon program that he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just knock yourself out talking about RBIs and about ERAs.
Ribbies.
Right.
Fantastic.
Just do that. Don't try to compete in our league because you're way, way, way off base.
Well, I hope so. Deal with this Anna Kournikova sports bra ad.
I want to tell you something. I read she's the most downloaded woman on the internet. What's your thoughts this afternoon? Give me a call on the big photo. Wait, I had to delete that out. That was another one of the Don and Mike callers. Boy, I'm mad. I'm a big man. We'll be right back. Are we off the air? Get me the general manager. Please make them stop. Please call their general manager and make them stop it. I can't do my show. Make them stop. Good Lord, I can't do my show. Every time I'm taking a call today, it's with somebody wanting to talk about interleague baseball, and then they say Don and Mike should be on from 4 to 4:30. Please make them stop it. Stop the insanity. Okay, I gotta go back on the air now. God damn, I'm a mess. I'm less than a man. God. Oh, I am such a pussy. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the big man. The tough man. The bold man. The strong man. Nobody screws with me, man.
Oh, man. Because
I'm the bad.
It's a wonderful business, isn't it? It really is. It is just too much fun.
So, KHTK, to summarize our very brief thoughts on this topic, you have a few options.
Yeah, you have plenty of options.
The first option is do what you told us you would do and run the entire show. Okay? So that's a separate issue. Second thing you can do, tell this guy to shut the frig up. But if you can't tell him to shut up, then don't tell us to shut up.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the fact that we don't shut up, then you guys be responsible for taking away Sacramento's favorite radio show.
Because it is, you'd be amazed at how minimal an effort is required of us to take this to the next level, escalate this, have a war, and make it difficult. It's not going to be difficult for us. It's going to be extremely difficult for him.
He went crying to the boss yesterday. We mentioned it a couple of times after 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a throwaway. I mean, we were just interrupting Buzz, and Buzz was trying to read us the news.
Right.
You know, we gave out the phone number. We didn't even give it a second thought.
Apparently, it was horrible for him.
Right.
And that day that we lied about him being fired, that was a horrible day for him, too.
We had a blast. We were laughing our asses off about it.
Grand fun. Right.
It was perfectly wonderful fun.
It was beautiful.
Because, frankly, and I don't want to sound like the kid in the schoolyard, he started it.
He did.
He starts it every time.
We didn't know this guy from a hole in the wall.
And we still don't.
We really don't.
But we don't.
The name came in, early on when we started out in Sacramento. We would hear this name. Oh, this guy's saying bad things. We never met him. Never had any personal contact with him.
Worked in the radio industry over 25 years. Trust me, I network a lot. I never heard of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nobody.
When we went out to Sacramento, he ran away. He wasn't there. We didn't get a chance to meet him.
Yeah,
sometimes really you have the skirmishes going back and forth,
uh-huh.
And you literally have a face-to-face meeting. And you go, hey, listen, and stuff kind of dissipates.
And everything is cool.
He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And management there. I mean, really, they make Ken Stevens look like he's got Popeye forearms.
No, they love it. You were absolutely right about that. They love it because it gives them some controversy.
Right.
You know, it gives them something that they think is giving their station a water cooler buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not stupid like that. We're not marionettes.
Right.
We're not puppets, and you're not the puppeteer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're going to move our arms when you pull the strings.
Makes us appreciate some of the great affiliates we have in this network.
Oh, yeah.
Where you know, guys that just support the show, where the show is very successful, where you just have very little contact with them whatsoever, you know, other than maybe an occasional fax to share great ratings news.
That's about the perfect relationship.
You know, it's true.
Frankly, where we have no contact with any of our affiliates.
It's terrific.
That's the way we like it.
Okay.
End of that topic.
Mm-hmm.
That topic, I reserve the right to reopen it 3.5 hours from now. But for now, that's it. No more calls about the putts.
Very good.
So, I do want to tell you something. I don't think I've discussed this on the radio before. It's about my daughter, Amy, who is going to be 21 very soon.
Wow.
I think the last time I talked about her, I think was the time that I mentioned, like, 6 or 7 years ago, when I flew out to Wisconsin to see her and she spit in my face.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
We'd had a bad time, and I haven't talked about it. But over the last, you know, 6 years, however long it's been, what I've done is continued to correspond with her. Even when she didn't want to talk to me, I continued to write her and call her and email her and say, listen, you know, I know you're pissed, but this thing happens all the time with people where, you know, I got married to her mother when I was 18. Mm-hmm. We were divorced before we were 19. She was born. The mom moved away. I moved away. The mom made me out to be a bad guy, you know, and in some areas, rightly so, I was a bad guy. I mean, never with not supporting with money or anything, but, you know, I drifted away, they drifted away, so she was pissed at me. So anyway, we worked on building this relationship back, and I was talking with her last night. We talk all the time now, and she's getting married.
Wow.
And after I got off the phone with her and, you know, said congratulations and met the guy, you know, talked to him on the phone.
Met him over the phone, right.
And talked about having them come out here, you know, so we can meet this guy. I hung up the phone and I said to Frida, because Frida talked to her too, I said, you know, that's really great how everything has turned around with Amy, because she had really been the one last piece in my life that was not correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, things with my family, with Freedom Bart, could not be better. They're the best family I could ask for. But I did have a daughter from my first marriage who I, you know, went through 15 years and never talked to her. So I said to Frida, boy, that's great. And she's getting married. I hope she's not making a mistake by getting married at 20. And then Frida said, have you thought about being a grandfather? And I said,
Oh my God, that's right.
I said, what do you mean? And she said, did you ask her if she has to get married?
Oh.
And I said, no, I didn't.
Why should I?
Why should I be happy about being a grandfather? Right. And then I had that going through my mind pretty much nonstop last night.
Of course.
Just thinking, should I call her back?
You know, even if that's not the case, and they're probably the odds are probably,
well,
that's not the case.
Well, as it turned out, I stopped stewing. I just picked up the phone, and I just called her.
You don't have to get married,
and
right?
And I said, listen, that's exactly, I said, hi, it's me again. Listen, again, congratulations. He sounds wonderful. Do you have to get married? That's exactly what I said. She said, no, we don't have to get married.
But with that said,
you know,
it won't be long.
That's exactly my thought.
Before you're going to be a grandfather.
A grandfather, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How freaking crazy is that?
Oh, wow.
How nutty is that?
How did that feel when you were a...
Not good.
I mean, even, you know, now that you resolved the other issue, it's just, you know, 1-2 years down the road.
Yeah, I know.
If they're planning on having a family.
Yeah. Well, if they practice the same kind of birth control, you know, that most kids in Wisconsin do, hell, I say probably by next summer, I'm looking at being a freaking grandfather.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Wow. Right, that's, grandpa.
That's pretty amazing.
Granddad. Pop. How nutty is that?
Grandfather.
Amazing.
How kooky is that?
And you know, when if they do have a kid, make sure that the baby calls you grandfather. Not gramps, not granddad, grandfather.
How about if he calls me Opa?
Opa?
Opa.
Opa.
Hello, Opa.
Opa.
That's a mind blower.
Yeah, so I was a little flipped out by that last
You say night. She's 21, and it just seems like yesterday.
She will be 21.
It's, you know, and now, do you? I guess it's very difficult to offer counsel or to, I know you get concerned because they're getting married so young, and you got married young to her mother.
And I've had that conversation with her and had it with her a little bit last night.
And do you do so in a nice way?
Well,
does she accept your advice?
No, of course she doesn't accept my advice. I mean, she listens to him. She doesn't accept it. What's she going to say? You know, I said, you know, listen, when I married your mom, I was very young, and it didn't work out. No, but, all but, and she does talk to me. She's real Wisconsin. She,
right.
All but. He's so nice, and we do love each other so much.
How old is the fiancé?
20. Oh, so he's the same
age.
He's exactly the same age. They went to college together. They went to Wisconsin together.
They're both 20.
They're both 20. 20.
Well, you know what? I wish them the best of luck. They've got a mountain of statistics.
Yes, I know.
Statistics, I should say, that are against them. But maybe they can buck the system and be one of those, you know, couples that are married for 70 years.
And she's one I don't think you're ever going to hear on the show. I had mentioned to her last night, I mean, you know, we've been talking, things have been getting better and better. And one of the things I said to her last night, I said, you know, when you guys come out here, when we're going to meet, you know, the young Joshua.
Right.
I said, you know, Frida's on the show all the time, and Bart's on the show all the time. I'd sure love you to come on the show. Oh, no.
Not for her.
No, couldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, couldn't do that. Absolutely not.
Wow.
What kind of show do you do again? You know, that whole thing. I got to tell her what kind of show we do.
So anyway, congratulations to her, and I hope it works out. You know, as I said, the odds are against a marriage of that young working out, but I hope it does.
Right.
And if it doesn't, hey, it's a learning experience.
Right. Well, listen, it happened to me.
Yeah.
It happened to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
It didn't happen to Buzz.
No.
I'm betting it'll still happen to Rob.
But, you know, for some people it works out okay.
Look at Buzz and Marsha have been married a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They never got divorced.
Nope. And then you can, you know, stay emotionally stagnant like Charlie Broyhill and never get married.
Right. just go and pollinate with a different girl every night. Just go to the various watering holes and just find another seed to pollinate and then move on and eat food out of a bowl with your hands.
That's why we call them the hummingbirds.
The life of Charles Broyhill.
Flower to flower to flower.
So anyway, you know, that I'm happy about.
That's amazing. Good.
I'm happy about that. And I guess, you know,
we'll be going out to the wedding. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Which we're going to have to see.
Are you going to?
Her.
Do you think you'll?
I mean, the ex. I'm going to have to see the ex there.
Will you escort her down the aisle?
You know, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think
that usually doesn't. That's just, if the father's not there, it's usually...
I think it's going to be most likely her stepdad.
Who's that father, right?
Uh-huh. Right. The wonderful Neil. Neil. The guy who took the used car off my hands. The guy who bought my bucket of bolts from me.
They've been together a long time, right?
Yes, Dawn and her husband have been together as long as Frida and I have been.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, right.
Do you think you'll sit at the same table with them?
God damn, I hope not.
That's funny. Boy, I tell you, that's funny. I tell you to bring a tape recorder.
You know, based on the fact that just recently, with some of the college bills, Dawn sent me a registered letter to make sure, I don't think I'll be sitting at the same table as them.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
You think you'll... I hate to keep asking the questions, but I mean, they come to mind.
Go ahead.
You think you'll have to kick in for the wedding?
I would think so, and I would have no problem with that.
Okay.
You know, in that aspect, I've never been a bad dad. I mean, I've always, throughout, you know, our entire lives, I've always kicked in, you know, with the child support, and then, you know, with buying her a car when she needed a car, and paying it for her college and stuff like that.
Okay. Maybe you could get Jim Elliot.
As a matter of fact, I didn't say this to her, you know, if she lets me handle it, you know, probably end up having a nicer wedding. To be honest with you, I mean, you know, you won't have to have it at the local American Legion Hall. You know, you could go to the Ritz Carlton or something, you know, and do it right.
Sure,
a grade A. You know, actually, you know, get married with shoes on.
Not that there haven't been some pretty darn good receptions at American Legions and VFWs and Moose Lodges.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to all those places for wedding receptions, and sometimes those are better than the ones that they have at the... didn't you have yours at a VFW hall?
Knights of Columbus.
It was great.
It was great. It didn't look like your standard Knights of Columbus.
No, it was terrific. Good. But I've been to ones that were the standard folding tables, folding chairs, and had some great times. There's only one element you need. And
I had that.
And if you did indeed.
I believe we opened a second keg of that before the evening was out.
Had to be lots of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely have to be lots of that. So it's just, you know, it's something good for me in my life, you know,
excellent,
for a change. And I haven't talked a lot about my relationship with Amy, how it's gotten better. But, you know, I'm happy for her. I'm scared for her, and I'm happy for her.
Congratulations, grandfather.
Shut up. I never pictured you that way.
F you.
Grandpa. That's a mind blower.
And then I told her last night, I said, listen, hold on. Frida needs to talk to you for a second. I put her on hold. I said, Frida, talk to her about the pill. I'm not going to talk to her about the pill. I'm not going to see if she's on the pill. She'll be like, hi, we just want to say hi. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
After you asked if she had to get married, did the subject of children come up at all?
Are you
planning a family at all?
No.
I guess you wanted to avoid that.
No, I'm still reeling from the fact that she's getting married.
Sure.
To Josh the waiter.
Really?
Yes.
He's a waiter?
Well, they're in college.
Mm-hmm.
He's a waiter.
Oh, he's planning on doing something else besides a waiting table?
Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys who's changed his major a few times.
Oh, I understand.
Hey!
Waiters make a good living in many parts of the country.
Just clear these lines right now.
They do indeed.
Christ, if he stays a waiter, they're going to be living with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm all for him furthering his career.
Right.
The way, whatever the hell it is that he wants to do. So, I mean, I've got a lot to absorb. I mean, on one hand, she's getting married. Meanwhile, you know, tomorrow... we're taking Bardi to the airport where he's going off to Spain.
Yeah. Your life is kind of in an uproar lately.
For this exchange program where he's going to be living with a Spanish family for 30 days through a school. And he is certainly no better at helping me through this. Today, when we were sitting around today, packing up the stuff and getting everything ready, he was saying, just think, Dad, just think. Tomorrow, after tomorrow, you won't see me for 30 days.
Wow.
Dad, I'll be out of the country. For 30 days. I might not even write you guys. I might not even call you guys. I mean, he's just busting balls.
Sure, sure.
You know, but it was obvious it was driving me crazy, which is why he continued to do it.
It's great for kids to do that nowadays. I mean, it really is. You know, the world's become a smaller place, and I think kids benefit from that.
Oh, and I found out the family that he's living with?
Yes.
They have a 15-year-old daughter.
Perfect.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right. Feel good about that.
We had a bunch of 15-year-olds over at the house last night, too, and there was a foreign exchange student that was from France that was over there, and I looked at her, and we're all sitting at the dinner table, and I said, so, what is your favorite meal in France? And everybody turned around and looked at me, and I looked at her, and she said, Hershey's chocolate bar. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a meal.
Thank you. All right, let's do the secret sound.
Thanks. Come again.
Right now, give you a shot. Your first shot today will win $500. Call us on the toll-free 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your... please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the, be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the. If the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your... Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy...
The authors of the Frosty Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Before we get to caller 100, a couple of things that I forgot to mention.
Yes.
Do you think this is odd that my car is still in the shop?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how long my car has been in the shop now?
I noticed you have that rental that you've had for, it just seems like it's had, you've had that rental since February.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Good guess, Buzz.
Wow.
Six weeks.
That's crazy.
6 weeks. And here's the latest that they've given me on the car. It's almost like talking about a patient.
It's amazing.
They said... the car rejected the turbo.
Well, they didn't give it the right anti-rejection drugs?
So they put another turbo in, and that turbo seemed to work.
Don't they have to fly that cooler in a special jet, and they put it in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right. Like one of those little things you take out to for a picnic. And they said that the latest thing now is that now the lifters do not work in the car. And here's what they told me at this place.
When do you get a new automobile from these people?
When do I?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm getting close.
It's really about...
I'm getting close.
Pull the plug. Give you a new one.
I'm getting close. This is the latest they told me. They said they put new lifters in the car, and what they're going to do is let it sit
for a couple of days, and then drive the car.
See if it takes.
And then, right, see if it takes. And I was having the discussion with Frida today. I said, you know, at the very least, they should probably refund me a couple of payments that I've made on this car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, regardless of the fact if they've given us a loaner during the time that my car has been gone, I've been paying all this money every month for a car that I'm not driving.
You're probably paying more than it would cost you to rent a car.
No, absolutely I am.
I mean, but it's also, you know, it gets into that lemon law, you know, where you got a lemon. You know, I mean, if this car, it's just, if you have, if you get the car back and you have one more problem, you take that car back and say, look, give me a new car or you're, you know, you're going to go to court.
At this point, I'm thinking maybe they've already stripped the car and sold it for parts because it has been...
Good.
6 weeks.
You've got to say, you haven't said this on the air, but say what the guy said to you about first model year cars.
Oh, yeah. The guy said to me, I told buses the other night in New York, the guy said to me, well, this is the problem when you buy, because the car that I have was the first year that this model came out.
Right.
He says, well, this is the problem that you get when you buy the first year car, that there's always these problems. I said, well, you know, gee, you guys didn't tell me that when I bought the car.
Yeah, and you know something? There are lots of first-year cars that do perfectly well.
You know.
Oh, my God. You got a lemon.
So that's the latest on that. 6 weeks, and I'm still waiting to get my car back.
How do you like that maroon one you're driving? Is that okay? Is that okay? It's not as nice as the car
you're
having fixed.
Right, the loaner that they give you to drive around is never as nice. You know, Frida likes it fine. But then again, you know, Frida's happy, you know, with a box. You know,
she doesn't care about cars.
With a cardboard box that, you know, that has like, that has wheels from a wagon on it. Gee, I could pull her around in that. She'd be happy with it.
I admire your patience on this issue.
What else am I going to do?
I wouldn't be as patient. I'd be down there screaming. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting to the point now. Yeah. I'm getting to the point. I figure I'll give them 2 more weeks.
Right.
Because that'll be the 2 month mark. My car's been in the shop.
Rejected the turbo.
Rejected 2 turbos.
You know, it just sounds so weird to me.
Until it finally took the third one. And then that's the latest thing. So we put lifters in, but the car's just not running right. So what we're going to do is we're going to let it sit for a couple of days, and we're going to start it up and drive it around in a couple of days and see how it reacts. And then we'll decide what our next move is.
I sure think that any consumer advisor would tell you, you're well within your rights to say, guys, why don't you keep it? Why don't you keep the car and give me my money back? I mean, really, because I think that it gets to a point, if it's this hard to fix this automobile.
Listen, they've been nice. I don't want to, and I haven't slammed the dealership yet, because they've been nice, and they've said to me, frankly, we don't know. We've not had this problem before.
We don't know.
I've set some kind of a record for someone who's had a problem with a car.
By the time they get done fixing it, you maybe could get a replacement from the next model year.
Yeah.
And then it would be the second year of that model, and
maybe
it would
be better. You know. Frida said, but, well, you know, the good thing is, look at all the miles you're not putting on that car.
That's true.
I said, that's great, but, you know, look at all the money I'm paying for a car that I'm not driving.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I forgot to tell you that. 6 weeks and still counting on my car.
Yeah, well, good luck, and keep us advised.
And what is the deal out of the hallway with sales guy Tim McWilliams?
Well, I came out of the studio and I looked down the hallway and I immediately noticed his gray mop of hair, his spiky crew cut, and I said, that sure looks like Tim McWilliams.
Hey there, Big Mike.
It's Tim McWilliams out of his salesman suit and in his t-shirt and denim shorts with his measuring tape on his belt and his tools in his hands as he is fixing the hole in the drywall outside Steve Goldstein's office.
Now, is that the hole that he punched in the wall? Is that what he's fixing it?
There were 2 sales guys, I think, that were roughhousing, and I believe, I'm not sure if Tim was one of them, but I know that they put a hole in the office wall that's been sitting there, and now Tim McWilliams is very, I mean, I was standing, he didn't even turn around to acknowledge my presence. I was talking to him, and he was very focused on the task at hand.
The thing that's funny about this hole in the wall is that for the longest time, they have a gigantic penny. Like, it's made out of plastic. It's like a prop from Land of the Giants.
Right.
And what they did was, for the longest time, they just hung this big, gigantic penny on the wall to hide the hole. Well, as it turns out, they moved a guy into the office there in which the wall has a hole in, Steve Goldstein. And for a while, Steve Goldstein just put a piece of paper over the hole, but people would come by and rip off the paper and would spy on him in his office.
Then they put a picture of Pat Goss inside the hole so that every time you would look inside the hole, you would see
Pat Goss.
The car guy, Pat Goss, who's on the air on the weekends here. And now apparently, you got to see this outfit that Tim McWilliams
Robbie, let me do the contest. Then get Timbo in here.
All right.
I'd love to see Handy.
Bring Schneider in here.
And I'd like to find out exactly who busted the wall.
Yeah.
You know, it must have been Tim's fault if he's fixing it, right?
I think it was another. I know it was one other. I thought it was. It might have been Tim McCarthy. Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Jim, you are the 100th caller. Congratulations. You have won a coffee culata.
All right, man.
From Dunkin' Donuts. Try one today. And you won the kid prize back, courtesy of Disney. The kid, Charlie Stossel's favorite movie, is now showing at all AMC theaters. Hold on a second.
Get comfy, baby.
Here he is.
Hold on. Be too tense.
Yeah. Hold on, Tim, let me do the contest here. Then I would like to talk to the handyman. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, Secret Sound number 6 online. Now, keep in mind, we're getting towards the end of the Secret Sound rainbow.
Yes, we are.
We're running out of sounds now, so this will be one of your last chances to win the money. We'll play the sound for you right now. Give you a chance for $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Tim McWilliams.
And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller,
okay.
Name this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday sound. One of the guesses that we had yesterday was actually kind of close.
Running with the devil.
Oh, yes, God, yes. For $500.
Can I hear it one more time?
Pardon me?
Can I hear it one more time?
No. What's
no?
the sound? Answer, please. What is the sound?
Okay, let's see. It's a, I got it. It's a plunger unplugging a toilet.
No.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, that's what, that's exactly what that sounds like.
That was a pretty good one, though, huh?
Yeah, right. You're very funny. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe KHTK will hire you to do noon to four when they cancel our show. Thank you. Hold on, please. And don't forget, unless some dickweed calls, every guest is a clue for you.
For you.
Joining us now is our favorite sales guy. Tim McWilliams, the singing salesman.
Big Mike.
Tim.
Yo.
Look at you, all casual.
I'm a little dressed up today.
Wearing your handyman outfit.
You know, it's tough in drywall land.
Now, why are you speckling and fixing the hole? Is it because you're responsible for the hole in the wall?
Well, not directly there, Don. It's just that, you know, a little altercation in the sales force, and I thought it was in our best interest for me to make that go away.
Who was responsible for popping that hole in the
wall? Come on, Big Mike. I'm not a rat, baby.
Well, I mean, you didn't have anything to do with it?
That's not what I said. I said, I'm not a rat, baby.
So was it someone trying to punch you?
No. There was, no. It was not initiated by me.
Here comes Charles Broyhill, who's going to clear up the situation.
I don't know that I'm clearing it up, but I believe the other party involved no longer works here.
Was that Tim McCarthy?
Is that fair? That is fair. Okay.
Was it Tim McCarthy who doesn't work here anymore?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
And what did, was he trying to punch you?
No, I had not really had, as far as me being in a direct path, it had nothing to do with no.
He's into his Sammy Gravano stuff, you know, where he's not going to give up anybody. Let me ask you one more question. Was it like a, was it friendly roughhousing, or was it a serious, like...
No, I think it was was sold as friendly roughhousing, but there was a lot of frustration.
An actual fight between two salesmen here.
You know, I think McCarthy just had enough of Hainline and said, "I'm putting your head through the drywall."
Uh-huh. So it was Tim McCarthy fighting David Hainline.
This is the way this is the way it went down.
Robbie, go get me David Hainline.
Not here.
Oh, he's not here.
No.
You know, very interesting. And McCarthy isn't here anymore. That wouldn't be because of that, would it?
This is what I don't know.
If it was Tim McCarthy trying to punch David Hainline, and I
put his head through a wall.
He lifted him up and put him into the wall.
And he put his head. And that's how it happened, isn't it?
That's exactly.
He actually lifted him up and put his head into the drywall.
Right. You know, I love that too. That's a $500 patch.
I love the mental picture of our sales guys really fighting back in the hallway.
I mean, to see more of it.
Yeah, not like goofing fighting, like arguing fighting. Like really, like, you know, put up your dukes like that olden time boxing fighting stuff.
All right, you think you're gonna have that list? That's my list of clients.
And who is it? Who made this post? Some guy named John Smith, isn't that?
John O'Sullivan.
That's the guy I'm thinking of. The guy who did that faggy pose, like, put up your dukes.
It might have been John L. Sullivan. I'm not sure, but he was the old-fashioned boxer. And Jack Dempsey was another Irishman that fought like that.
So Tim
the other Tim took David's head and actually pushed it through the drywall?
This is what I understand.
God, I would have paid money.
Nice. It wasn't a dent. It was an actual hole. It was cut on three sides.
Were you a witness to this? Did you see this?
No, it was not.
Then why are you fixing the hole?
I just got tired of taking clients through this place and explaining why there's holes in our drywall that were under renovation for the last 6 months.
And Tim used to work construction.
So I decided I'd just make the holes go away. And I've hung a sheet or two of drywall in my
house. And are you doing this out of your own pocket?
Yeah, just out of the goodness of my heart.
Wow.
You know?
Really?
What a guy he is.
Yeah, you know?
There's no financial interest in
Mikey.
You won't get
Mikey.
Any little nickel or dime.
Mikey, you
come
disappoint
on.
Me. Come on.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, Tim McWilliams, the total team player, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing it just because he cares about how ratty this building is.
Because we all know money's not important to Tim.
There's no you in team.
All right, thank you, Tim. Oh, listen, before you go. What's the deal on all these new sales guys they're hiring here? They all
What's
seem
going
to be,
on, Tim? I don't recognize anybody back
They all seem to be right out of one of my senior leisure work camps. How many old guys who look like Regis Philbin are we going to hire here?
There's some very talented, experienced salespeople among our staff now, and we hope that they are a part of taking us to the new to the next level. How did I do?
Oh, my God.
Did I do good?
Sometimes you make me want to barf when you do that.
How does it feel to be the young gun of the sales staff?
It's not bad being Miller Road, I got to say. It's not bad being Miller
Road. How long do you figure it'll take you to knock out that little drywall project there?
Oh, it'll be done now.
You seem to know what you're doing.
Yeah, really. I mean, I spent 7 years in construction. 4 years ago, I was banging decks together. You know?
Why don't you comment on our studio, which is also been renovated?
Hey,
renovated. What do you think?
Nice.
Hold on, take a look behind
take
you.
Take a look back here.
Take a look behind you. We're down,
right down,
down,
down.
Where the wall's not done yet.
All right, well, you know, this construction job. Oh, there's another one over there.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
another hole.
Yeah.
And what do you think of our fire alarm right up in the corner there? You see our fire alarm up in the corner?
You're holding back the last drawer, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Tim. All right, thank you.
There he is.
Tim McWilliams, feel like singing today?
No?
No singing today. All right.
There he goes.
Feels like working today, working with his hands today.
Very good.
You know, someday we'll ask him about his neck.
Yeah, I know. No, I think he had a fall or something.
Someday we'll ask him. When you ask Tim to turn around and look at something, he can't do like this and turn his neck and look.
He's got to turn his whole body around.
He has to turn his whole body around.
Tim told me he takes a special route when he leaves his home that doesn't involve sharp left turns because he can't turn in the car to see...
Why can't he turn?
If there's traffic coming. An injury. I can't remember.
He got injured. Maybe in a
football injury.
Oh, I see. I've heard something.
I don't know.
He's a mystery man, Don. I've heard everything from a construction accident to rodeo riding.
It sure is funny, though, to tell Tim to turn around and look at something, though.
Yeah.
Because he really does turn all the way around to look at it.
And that was that last thing. We were like, no, look down here. Look up here. Look over there. You know, it was kind of taxing for him, really.
That's really why we were asking him to look at that, just so we could watch him look.
Like, turn over here. No, this way.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
The guy's got the stiffest neck ever.
He does.
Ask him if he wants to talk about his neck, Robbie.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
I was calling. I was listening to the show on the way to work yesterday and left WJFK on. When I got in the car late at night, Ron and Fez was on, and they were talking about you guys, and I thought you might want to know what they had to say. They were actually talking more about Buzz than they were you guys, because they were interviewing a previous intern that was working for you.
You know, I don't think Ron and Fez have anything bad to say about us. I'm a fan of Ron and Fez. I like those little queers. I really do.
Tim says another time.
Another time on the neck.
Okay. Not a shut door. He does have a project in front of him.
Something to look forward to.
That's right.
All right, so what did Ron and Fez say about Buzz?
It wasn't bad at all. They were interviewing an individual named Bob, and I didn't catch his last name.
Bob Seska. Oh, B.O. Bob.
There you go, Bob Seska.
B.O. Bob was on the Ron and Fez show.
Was he probably talking about his website with the cartoon?
Exactly, and he had mentioned a visit to Buzz's house, where Buzz's wife had cooked some steaks, and he had dinner, and Fez got so excited that he was... He was all over Bob to get Buzz's address to drop by and pay.
Fez loves Buzz.
Fez has a crush on Buzz.
I'm planning on having Ron and Fez over for steak, so this works out perfectly.
That's terrific. Hey, that's funny. Fez loves Buzz.
That's wonderful. Maybe you can whip up some of your foo-foo drinks for him, too.
Hey, Buzz, maybe we can look at the porn. But we have to look at the porn when going to letting us both see the porn.
Right.
We love Buzz. Hey, Buzz, what's your address? Hey, Buzz, let's look at the porn. Let's go to stinkymeat.com. Oh, look, there's Buzz. I love Buzz.
What do you mean? Shut up. Hey, that's not there. Hey, that's a bunch of porn. Wee. Everybody loves the porn. I love Buzz. Buzz, what's your dad was? I'm going over to see him. I'm going to see Bud.
Which one? Do they both talk?
Yeah. Right? Hey. Hey. Hey, that's not right.
Hey, stinkymeat.com.
Hey, Fez. Take a look at this website.
What? What's that? Oh, Stinky Meat, Ron.
Hey.
Hey.
I love Buzz. I love Buzz, but I don't want people to see me loving Buzz.
Thank you. Goodbye.
www.buzzmeat.com.
You know, one of these times when we have a night over in New York, when we come back from a night of drinking and eating, we got to go back to NEW just to get a look at those guys.
Yeah, just crash their show.
To see what they look like.
Just walk in. Maybe not even, you know, let them know that we're in there. Like, sneak in.
Yeah. Hey!
Hey!
Who are those guys? Who are those guys? Hey, that's not me.
www.peepingtom.com.
I love Buzz. Hey! I like looking at Buzz, but I don't like to see people looking at me looking at Buzz.
Hello.
Oops.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you guys about why I think I'm absolutely sure you're going to be taken off of KHTK.
All right, give me your theory, please. Oliver Stone calling in.
Okay.
Yes, Ollie. Please, and turn your radio down.
It is turned down.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, Grant Napier is the Kings frontman. KHTK carries the show. And Grant, you know, he's the head.
Listen, I thought we put a ban on talking about that, Putz.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, because it just always sounds like a guy like this, where it's just this detail that we really, you know, it's really not that important to most of the people that listen to this show. You understand that.
And it's not important to us.
It's not important to us at all. I mean, and what he does and the reason why, it doesn't matter as much. I agree with you, and I think Don does too, that we probably think that this is going to be a limited shelf life in Sacramento on this particular station, but I don't particularly care what the reasons are.
Well, the thing I want is because I want the whole show. I want it till 4:30, sure. Not till 4.
Right. Well, if you want the whole show right now, all you can do is move to D.C. or move to New York where they run the whole show, or move to Greenville, South Carolina. You know,
it's not looking real strong in Sacramento right now. It really isn't.
That sucks.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thanks to you guys.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Enjoy it while we're still there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the update in a few hours about what's happening there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that I had a problem with a Dodge pickup truck, and the law states that once a truck has been in the shop for 30 days or more, it can be declared a lemon.
Really? Is that a real lemon law, or is that just a lemon law you're making up?
No, that's a real lemon law. I went through a lot of research, and they had my truck for 29 days, so I couldn't quite get it declared a lemon.
Does that mean total time it's been in the shop, or just a sustained amount of time it's been in the shop?
If it's been 30 days total.
Well, yours has been 30 days total.
It's been way over 30 days total, please. Yeah.
If it's been 30 days continuously in the shop.
There was the one day.
He just contradicted himself. Right. He said continuously, so it would have to
be
1 month total.
Well, there was one day, and I'd have to go back and check at the calendar. There was the one day that they called me and said the car was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I drove it. I drove 5 miles away from the dealership.
Right.
And the engine light went back on. And I drove it to work that night. And I still had smoke coming out of the engine. And then I brought it back in the very next day.
Now, from that point forward, they've had the car.
Yeah.
And that's been over a month.
I think it's been over. Yes, I'm positive now it's been over a month. Today is July 18th, yeah. They've had it over a month.
Say hi to your new automobile.
That's it. It's lemon.
All right.
You can legally declare a lemon.
But you know I won't do anything about it.
Well, it's not like they're going to spit, you know, in the car. You know, after, you know, like, it's not like food.
Yeah, but I mean...
Or put like something where you press the brakes down and the car explodes.
It's not like I'm going to... But, you know, I'm not going to go into the dealership tomorrow and say, hi, it's been over 30 days. I demand you give me a new car.
Yeah.
That's just not what I'm about.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
And something tells me I would have to probably get a lawyer involved.
I don't think you do. I think that you can go right through the corporation. You can walk into the dealership. You can ask them for the information about lemon law. They have brochures.
You might want to call Ron and Fez.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And have them go in there and look at the manager of the dealership and say,
hey!
Don and Mike, my brother.
And if nothing else, you know what? I tell Ron and Fez, if you could get my car out of the shop, I'll give you Buzz's address.
Hey!
We want to look at Buzz, but we don't want to see people looking at us looking at Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Marcia. Hey! Is that steak?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, listen, Virginia does have a very specific lemon law. That guy was pretty much on the nose with that.
I bought the car in D.C.
Right, well, you bought in D.C. Well, D.C. actually also has the same law. You can go to any other dealership in the city if you don't want to go to yours to request this. And any dealership will be happy to give you the information, especially if it's for another dealership. And they pretty much owe you a car at this point. You're set.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. You know, this falls squarely into that category. You just don't want to hassle with it.
No.
You want to get your car back, and you want it to work.
Yeah, that's really all I want. I wouldn't mind a new car, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't want to go through the hassle right. of going in and being a dick about it.
You want to, you know, you want to get a new car. You just don't want to see people seeing you get a new car.
Hey!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, just get the car. Don't listen to that moron. It's a lemon. You got a lemon. Don't let him screw you. Return the car and get a new one.
See, people feel very strongly about that you got a lemon. I kind of agree with them.
Somebody better fax me the law, then. Yeah. I mean, so I know what I'm talking about, because I've
been dicking around with this guy. And if they, you know, especially based on what you were telling us about the conversation you had where they said the second turbo didn't take, and then they got lifters on it. Now, this is a lemon, and they're just having trouble getting the car to run. And I think that, you know, they can't get the car to function properly. And they've had enough time to do that.
Well, I wouldn't mind a new car, but I'm not going to go on the advice just of people who call the show.
I
need to
you.
See something more than that.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, my buddy, if you get a lawyer, it's the best way to go about it. The company will pay the lawyer fee, so it's nothing out of pocket.
No. Listen, I've never met a lawyer where it's nothing out of pocket.
Right.
Well, I've never.
The company...
Listen.
Stay cool.
You hear that, man? That's the man who's representing the Hillers in Long Island.
Right.
Okay? That is.
Stay cool.
That is Donald Ephraim, who has taught me everything I need to know about lawyers.
That's a handshake. It costs you money.
But what I'm saying is that the company, Dodge, will pay for the lawyer's fees.
It's not Dodge. Right.
Or whatever kind of car you got.
Beautiful Dodge. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I won't do anything about it anyway. What the hell? We're just wasting time talking about this.
Hey. Hi, Buzz. God damn, he's hot, Fez. Hey, we found your address. Hi.
No.
Where are our steaks? Hey, these aren't cooked well enough. Hey!
One night, ding dong.
After their show.
And there's two identical. I picture them looking like the kids on South Park.
Identical.
Where they show up at your door. Hi, Buzz. Hey, maybe we could look at the porn. Hey, let's look at the porn. But we don't want to see Buzz looking at us look at the porn.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Don, you forgot to, you know, one of the deals is with the car, why it's a lemon is because you changed the oil.
No, listen, Mr. Smartass.
Hey, Mr.
Son of bitch. It's not, because they said that was covered under the warranty.
Well, the other reason why it's a lemon is because, what is that thing, like a one of them Volvos or something?
One of them Volvos? Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Hey, man, I've got no problem. I just wanted to razz you about changing your oil, man. You had to, you know, be a man, go out and get yourself a creeper and change your brakes and all that stuff.
And none of that effed up the warranty. And incidentally, the last time I was changing my brakes, your mom came over and I looked at her, Volvo. And she said, do you want to park your car in my Volvo because it's so gigantic and stretched out?
Well, it's,
goodbye.
Oh, you got a good laugh.
Right.
Goodbye.
You're Volvo.
He's laughing, and then he's going to, like, figure out what you just said, and then he's going to go,
hey. Volvo.com.
Hey, Don, do you drive a Saab? Because those things have a history of this kind of problem.
No, I don't have a Saab.
My brother had a Saab, and he had the same problem. He went on for almost 3 months before he finally was able to get through and get lemoned. But that was just at one dealership. But
all right, thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Get
thank
it lemoned.
Thank you.
That's when they stamp a big lemon on the side of it.
I think that's what Ron and Fez would like to do to Buzz.
No.
Let's lemon him. Hey. Hi, Buzz. We're here after our show. Here's our lemon for you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Buzz. Can we have some of your lemonade? Some of your homemade lemonade? We can. Hey. Right out of Buzz's tap. His homemade lemonade. How about that, Fezzy? That's great, Ron. Let's have the
hey.
Let's have some of Buzz's lemonade. I want to have Buzz's lemonade, but I don't want to see Buzz watching me have the lemonade.
Hello, Buzz Light Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, first time caller.
Hey.
What? What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, like, with your daughter getting married, what you can look forward to. I've been to a lot of weddings, and a lot of my family got married this year. One of the things, if you, like, you paid support all your life and whatnot, so if
whatnot.
You're asked to do something at the wedding, more likely you'll be paying for, like, the rehearsal dinner.
Well, see, that's no problem. I would gladly pay the bill for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of times both fathers will walk her down the aisle if you had anything to do with her life at all. So you probably will join her. In
mm-hmm. That's her decision, God. Right?
Yeah.
I
don't think so.
But that's, it's like...
Maybe Ron and Fez could come to the wedding.
Hey, great reception. Do you have steak? I want to come to the reception. I just don't want to see people seeing me come to the reception. Hey, can Buzz come to the reception with us?
Sure, we got his address.
Let's have some lemonade.
Hey.
Hello. Don and my show.
Hey, Don, I'm getting married next year, too. Will you pay for mine?
Bye.
Come on.
You know, I can't talk about anything on this goddamn show.
Hey.
Break time. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports.
This is Al Jardine, and I am a beach boy. One of five wonderful guys. Gee, folks, we'd love to see you all the night of the show.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Bibernay to tell you more.
Wednesday, July 25th, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking. Or take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8. And you got to be 21. To get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
Hi, this is the Beach Boy.
I thought there were five of you guys.
There is, but I'm Dennis, the world's greatest drummer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why don't you come up and see us at the show? I mean, me, at the show.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmi, the CBS Hawk. It's Don and Mike.
Those are real Beach Boys. Where's Brian?
Brian!
Here I am.
Attention!
And there you
Brian Wilson! Come and see me in my sandbox. See you at the show.
Actually, these are outtakes that Bart got me. He knows I love the Beach Boys, and he got me a very rare CD that has a bunch of different takes and a bunch of demos for their songs.
Cool.
But the funniest part of the CD is these things.
This is Al Jardine, and I am a Beach Boy. One of five wonderful guys. Gee, folks, we'd love to see you all the night of the show.
Great.
Very nice.
Great read, Al.
Very nice. Here is the D.C. Lemon Law that somebody faxed in.
Very good.
Lemon qualification, 3 unsuccessful repairs or 30 calendar days out of service within 2 years or 18,000 miles, whichever is shorter.
There you go.
Within 2 years, so you're within that. Notification requirements, certified mail to manufacturer, agent, or dealer documenting each defect.
What's the defect? The car doesn't work. And then it has.
See, that's where they lose you.
Right.
That's where you'd have to really like write down all the defects.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I just know, does it work? Smoke comes out the back.
Too much of a hassle.
Right.
I'll just wait and get it back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Are you there?
Oh, is this Mike the TV boy?
Sounds like Larry King, perhaps.
Yeah, but is it Mike the TV boy playing the Larry King tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I mean, Larry.
What time is it?
It is just past 4:30 on the East Coast. This is Larry King, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's new, Larry?
Michael?
Yeah.
What was the toughest period of your life?
The toughest what of my life, Larry? Repeat the question, please.
What was the toughest period of your life?
The toughest period of my life? Yeah, Larry, you sound like you're exhausted after 30 nights. The toughest period of my life was probably right after I got divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. You too, Larry? Were those 7 or 8 tough periods in your life?
Oh, you made him laugh, Mike.
I love to make Larry laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes, Larry.
You were attacked by a man named Arthur Jackson in 1982 who stabbed you 18 times.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Was that like accidental?
No. No, he was a general manager of a radio station.
You made him laugh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes, Larry.
Did he harm you in the end?
Yes. Hey.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he stabbed me 18 times in the ass, Larry. All in the end. That's where he got me.
Yes, Larry.
What time is it?
It's about 4:32 East Coast time, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right.
Michael?
Yes, Lawrence.
Do you have any thoughts on Congressman Cox?
Congressman Cox?
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny name, Larry, don't you?
He does.
Of course he does.
Yeah, Larry.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Were you giving us a Leah Remini wow there?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I thought so. Wow.
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 Are you there?
Yes, we're here, Larry.
Wow.
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 Is that it for you today, Larry?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's it. All right, good call.
Bye, Larry. Bye. Have a good day, Larry.
Good night.
Okay, he has a
goodbye
tape.
Very good.
Way to go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he is.
Bye-bye.
That's one of the best Larrys he's ever done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about the Sacramento station. I called, and this man told me that they're going to play your whole show. And I said, okay, so they'll still be on after 4? And he said, no, their show ends at 4. We'll play their whole show. And I told him, you know, I hate you. You suck. Go to hell.
Did you call the business line?
No, the 800 number, because I'm not in Sacramento, so it's long distance for me to call. So can I give all your callers the 800 number, please?
Well, I think if you give the 800 number, virtually all you'll be getting is whoever the board op is answering the telephones there. That's probably why whoever it was curt with you.
Maybe we'll give it to you later.
Yeah. Just wait. Wait a couple of hours,
He sounded like a disc jockey because he was like... Yes, hello. We're going to play the whole show. It ends at 4.
For everybody in Sacramento, no, the show does not end at 4 o'clock.
No. Mm-hmm.
The show normally ends between 4:15 and 4:30.
That's correct.
Some days it goes to a quarter till 5.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it's gone almost all the way till 5 o'clock.
This is true.
Local time, Sacramento time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your support, honey.
Okay, I love you, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, I love you, too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey.
Hi, boys.
Hey, this is Vic. Take you off the air in Sacramento. I will take my life, I swear.
Very good. Well, if you do it, make sure you do it on the air.
They're not going to do it. Mike Ramey is a mussy, but he's not an idiot. Mm. You know? Mike Ramey, the operations guy, the guy who...
All right, come on. Too much inside stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I just have the website address?
For what?
For pictures.
Pictures of what?
I don't know. Go to your website?
Yes. Go to www.scatlover.com.
Spatlover?
Scat.
S-C-A-T. SCATlover.com.
That is the official Don and Mike Show website.
And click on the pumpkin shampoo.
Pumpkin shampoo?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Look for our pictures there.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He'll enjoy that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, real quick.
What?
Get the factory rep involved with your car. Get the dealership out of the loop. I work at a dealership, and they have a factory rep that comes there at least twice a month.
Listen, everybody, can you tell everybody's trying to be so very nice? This is all... too much detail for me. I don't want to get involved in all this crap.
You got to keep everybody out. You need to do it over the phone. Just say you want the factory rep to look at it, and they'll deal with it. And
I just want my car back. I just want the car back, and I'm sure I'll get the car back.
Okay? You know me. I'm really very much an isolationist. If I had my way, I would just lock myself in a room and only come out to see my family every day.
You like cars. You like getting new cars, but you don't like to deal with the problems because it's just...
And it is a hassle.
It's a hassle.
It's amazing.
Or,
hassle.
You know,
just, and to help. Sorry.
Sure. Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Radio stations in Sacramento. We'll follow you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
That we do appreciate. You're great. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I listen to Grant Napier, but I don't want people listening to me listening to Grant Napier.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my birthday, and I was just going to call to sing you the birthday spanking.
Of course. We'd be glad to make your butt all red and welted.
Love it when she calls it a birthday spanking.
And how old are you today?
23. Hold on.
Honey, what are you doing? Are you doing a bit with us or what?
No, I'm at my car and some person.
Okay, well, don't say a-hole on the radio.
And what the F are you looking at, too, which is the first thing.
Yeah, right.
Dirty girl.
I'm sorry.
Where are you driving in Wichita? Is that where you're from? I see now on the screen it says Kelly from Wichita.
Yeah, I'm on the south side.
But is your car moving right now?
Yep, I'm at a payphone.
Oh, you're at a payphone.
Yeah.
You're at a payphone. So who are you yelling at?
Some guy driving by.
Somebody beep at you?
Yeah.
Are you a hottie?
I guess. I don't know.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have no clue.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Who? Come on. You got to give us something or we won't give you what you want.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Forget it.
She has to be beautiful. She was so stupid.
Yeah, she's quite the airhead.
She had to be beautiful.
Distracted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I've seen Robbie Bloom.
Again.
And I watched him grow. He eats more than I'll ever know. So I think to myself, what an oddly pear shape.
Well, he's working his way in the rotation now.
Yeah, see, hard not to laugh at that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
Don.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, my mom had about a Volvo about a year ago, had problems with it rejecting the turbo, and she didn't want to hassle with it and whatnot, so she decided to keep it and...
Don, I'd just like to, I'm going to say what I haven't said in a long time. I want to go on record as saying you should not take advice from anyone who says, what not?
Right. Agreed.
What not are people you should not take advice from.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
I was just kind of curious. My birthday is on Thursday, and I would like to have my head shaven clean.
Head shaven clean?
Yeah.
You mean you'd like to have your head shaved clean?
I'd like it shaved.
And like all the way down, like buzzed with a with shears and then shaved with a razor?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we can do that for you.
Really?
Sure.
Cool.
All right, see you Thursday.
Well, I won't be there. You guys, I hear you're going to be in New York.
No, not this week. We'll be here Thursday.
You will be there on Thursday?
Yep.
Okay, I just need directions to get there.
Okay, just get on the beltway and follow the signs.
They're little brown signs like you see for national parks. Bye-bye.
Oh, like to say, is being enforced by aircraft?
No, it says Don and Mike.
Little brown signs.
Actually, in some areas, it just says D&M without an arrow, so you got to pay attention.
And in some areas, it says, this way to God's little brown gems.
I thought that's where I worked.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye. So he really had no intention of coming down here to get his head shaved.
No, he wanted something to call with.
I don't know what the agenda was there, but hello, Don and Mike Show.
You got boys think I'm playing around or something, but if you keep mocking the Ron and Fez show, I'm going to take the best part of you, and that's it. That's going to be all there.
What?
What is this?
What are you saying, sir?
I'm saying
that
if you keep mocking the Ron and Fez show, you're going to find me all up in your stuff. How's
what?
That? Is
all
that
up,
radio legal?
All up in my dookie?
And you don't want to see me
in your dookie.
Maybe I do want to see you in my dookie. You know,
I just don't want to see people seeing me see you in your dookie.
I want to see Buzz in my dookie.
You definitely don't want people seeing us while I'm in your dookie.
Hey.
Come on now.
What?
Those are my boys.
Come on yourself.
Don't even mess with my boys.
They're your boys.
They're my boys.
My boys.
They're my boys. Don and Mike, I'm one of your few redneck out of the closet homosexual types.
Don't mess with my boys.
Come on now. How can I possibly know that I'm one of your out of the closet redneck homosexuals?
Because I know there's nothing you enjoy better than a nice big piece of meat right between your cheeks.
Oh, Lord. I'm a redneck homosexual. And I like running fists tonight.
As long as it's big. But you know what?
I know what. I hear that. God, I'd love a rim job right now.
It's got to be family, man.
Man, I'd kill.
It's got to be family.
I would kill to go to the glory hole with you right now.
Tom, Dick, and you know who they are. I don't even know.
Sir?
Yes?
Have you been drinking?
Yes, sir.
You know what he's been drinking, though, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
He's been drinking gin.
I'm a redneck homosexual.
Hey, goodbye.
Oh,
bye.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing better than passing down about 12 pack of Budweiser's and passing some head.
He's going to feel that in the morning.
He is. Hey, boys, who wants to go felching? Ain't that what it's called, felching?
That's right. I got the straws.
Oh, we need the straw.
Yeah.
Hey, I got us an idea. We're going to have a real cowboy homo party tonight about 11 o'clock. We're going to turn on Ronan Fez.
You just remember one thing. Don't go messing with my boys.
My boys.
Hey.
They're my boys.
I wouldn't get around about that.
Yeah,
we've been all joking around back and forth about homo redneck.
He's behind the wheel of a car,
yeah,
I think.
I'm telling you.
Pull over, sir. Driving a penis mobile.
Stopping your...
Beautiful.
What was that?
Well, he's gone. And he's gone.
That's good.
I think we lost him just about when he was making the real threat.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, is there really a chance we're going to lose you guys out of Sacramento?
Of course there is.
That would suck.
Right, we'd be back. Don't worry, we'd be back.
Yeah, we'd go somewhere. We'd find a home.
All right, man. We love you guys out here. Keep us going.
There certainly is some station in Sacramento that would appreciate the glory that number one ratings bring them.
Absolutely.
There's some station that would treat us halfway decent.
Yeah, we'd find somewhere.
Well, you just kind of wonder why KHTK thinks they're so hot that they don't need you.
Well, it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it makes you wonder.
We've had that same thought. Thank you.
Hey, bye.
Right. Hey, dot.
Hey. I'm a redneck homosexual.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops. Don't mess with my boy.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, even if you guys do leave Sacramento,
yeah.
You know, we still got good old Dennis Murphy.
From the Christmas album. This is Dennis Murphy.
And have you noticed? I've not noticed a large groundswell of emotion, you know,
about him.
Because Dennis is R.I.P.
Just this guy.
I mean, M.I.A.
Thousands are coming out next Wednesday evening to share the magic that is Murphy because they've missed him.
Oh, hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, what's happening? I want to get in on all this fun. I'm out here, and this is Eddie in Sacramento.
Yes, Eddie.
Yeah, I want to give those guys my support, let them know what I think of Grant Napier.
Eddie, you douchebag. First, you're talking to us, for God's sakes.
All right.
You idiot.
Hey.
And second, we've put a ban on saying that guy's name, you dummy.
Okay. Hey, is there any chance you could get me some nude pictures of Grant Napier? I have some of...
Listen, some people just don't listen.
No,
do they
don't listen, no. And it's the people that seem to call about that man.
Right.
That man who just, you know, I'm hearing his name way too much.
That man, Mr. Son of Bitch, I will splash the effing pot every time.
I like, we still don't know how he says it exactly.
You know, Rob, tomorrow I'm going to remember to bring Rounders in. Because that's the one scene that we want to get.
The whole scene, like several parts of that scene.
When Matt Damon has John Malkovich and he's bluffing and he keeps checking and checking and checking. And he says, hey, Big Daddy,
don't splash the pot. And Teddy KGB says, I will splash the pot. See, I think it's effing pot.
The effing pot.
Any time I like. And then he takes the, you know, does anybody out there have Rounders? Right now, if anybody has the movie Rounders, if you have it on tape or on DVD, cue it up to that scene so we can get the verbiage absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
I will splash the pot.
Now you changed it that time because you said last time. I will splash the effing pot.
Okay, you're right.
Anytime. He says the F word once.
Yeah, I flip flop on it.
It's
either I will splash the effing pot,
right,
or I will splash the pot any effing time I want. Is that what it is?
Now I know. It's funny the way he says it. You know, only as John Malkovich can say it as Teddy KGB.
That's when I sneak it in you. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, Mike, this is Frank Ahearns. I hear you're having trouble luring small boys at the beach. I have quite a...
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
That was a great sketch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Came a part of the
Hello! Thing.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, come on. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike's show.
Captain Ant's rule!
I didn't hear it. Me either. Welcome to the show that will take a call from anybody at any time.
Any call they effing like. I will take an effing call whenever I feel like it. You should,
that might be it.
You should have quit.
I think it might be.
I will splash the effing pot anytime I feel like it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just talking to a guy at KHCK, and he said you guys are treading on thin water.
Yeah, wow, we're real scared, as opposed to treading on thin water.
Right.
Like the program guy named Joe.
Yeah, there is no program guy named Joe.
Joe Mama!
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You...
You.
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 You. You. You're good, you.
You. Hello, Don and Mike.
You're very good, you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, I don't even mind the occasional Joe Mama call because it's been like a month and a half since he's called. And he did get me good with that one.
However, there is a risk. Singular risk when that happens that perhaps the floodgates will open.
No, they won't.
We don't want that to happen.
We'll fix that. Hello.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I want.
Who has the movie?
That might be it.
Who
might be it.
Who has the movie, though?
I will splash the pot whenever
the F... More Harry Morgan, please. More Harry Morgan.
That's it. That's more Harry Morgan.
Please.
Whenever the F I want.
Well, I hope someone calls with a movie. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right, I'm trying. Trying desperately to take your telephone calls.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there. Hi, we're doing
Kevin
great.
Kevin in Gainesville, Florida.
Yes, Kevin, Gainesville, Florida.
Hey, look, I was listening to that Cokie Roberts chick the other day.
Woo!
She was talking about all the possible running mates for George W. She was going down the regular line.
Are you going to mention the guy whose name is Cox?
Yes.
Right, so that it'll be Bush and Cox.
But no, honestly, he was in the running. I mean,
yes,
Can you imagine?
I'm aware of
that running team.
I tell you, save the bumper stickers if that happens.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Goodbye. You know, people often ask me. Don, how does it always feel to be one step ahead of your callers?
Yeah, how does it feel?
And I say, I will splash the pot anytime I effing want to.
I go with that last one.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I want.
That might be it. I think that might be.
I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Do you have the movie?
No, I know the lines up.
No. We need
Not fair.
We need someone.
And in my club, I will splash.
You can't. You can't drop the F.
All right. Yeah, I just hit the delay again.
You can't drop the F bomb. Okay?
Jesus.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a moratorium that the only time you could do it was when you were playing the movie? Like it was legal if you could play, if you were playing. Well, we were playing a clip from a movie.
Jesus. All right, time out. A break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
Wow, let's see. I got a phone call.
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. It's going to take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ooh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, boo-boo. Hi.
Yes. Here she is, the next grandma-to-be. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetie.
Listen, I had a question for you.
Yes.
About the raw sewage at our house at the beach.
Yes.
Did your mom handle that?
Yes, it was all handled. It was just a little filled to capacity.
I hope she didn't really handle it. I wouldn't wish that on your mother.
So the holding tank was full of poop?
That's it.
Would that be every poop that we've ever made? Since we've never had that tank change since we got that house, right?
That's right.
So that's that would
three
be...
Years, 3 years worth of poop.
3 years worth of our gigantic, big, log-sized poop.
So there's not like it all goes into a tank?
Yeah.
It's just beach poop. So it's a lot of Thrasher's French fries kind of poop.
Yeah. We don't have a septic tank. It's a holding tank.
Wow. Okay, I've never heard of that.
And the community is on a septic.
But we have a holding tank.
Right. That then goes to the community septic. Whatever.
So you have a holding tank that, but isn't that supposed to filter into the community septic tank?
Don't ask me. I don't really know.
I guess what I'm asking is, does it have to be drained on a regular basis?
My thought is...
That's what we found out. We didn't realize that.
And also my thought is that, yes, while you're right, it does filter, while the holding tank with the poops does filter into the community septic tank, apparently something got stuck in the filter, which caused the filter to clog up.
It wasn't a community septic tank problem, was it?
No.
The poops didn't come all the way from the community tank.
I hope not. All the other people in the neighborhood did not have the problem. That's the first thing the plumber asked me when he came over the other day was he said, at the house next door, when they turn on the tap, is poop coming out of the tap?
Poops.
And I said, no poops at all.
That's horrible if it starts coming out of the tap.
Yeah. No, it's not coming out of the tap. It didn't come out of our tap.
A little bit of brown did come out.
They would have come and condemned our house.
Honey, a little brown came out.
That's your imagination.
That's not my imagination. And what about that water in that giant sink in the garage?
Well, I bailed that sink. Oh. It's also known as a laundry tub. In common language, and I bailed it, and it was not poopy.
Did you see the residue? Did you see the nice brown
crown
that was left in that laundry sink?
I had my hands in there up to my elbows.
Oh.
It was not pooping.
Gross. It was poop, honey.
It wasn't poop.
It was poop.
That's a horrible sound when the toilet's making that sound to where it's going.
Blah, 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 and it was. Blah, blah, blah.
That's a horrible.
And let's face it. As you said, when we go to the beach, you, me, and Bart. Not to mention all of your various family members, all of the nomads who have stayed with us. There's been an awful lot of poop in that little beach house.
Yeah, and unfortunately, our holding tank is only 1,000-galloner.
Wow. So there was 1,000 gallons of poops.
Oh, my God.
That backed up.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's about it.
At our place at the beach.
See, where Grandma and Papa, they have a 1,500. Tank.
And you know what?
They're extra 500 gallons of poop there.
They'll probably never fill it.
They've had theirs pumped out before. I don't know why no one let us know. They were just kind of waiting till we overflowed.
Well, your mom gets extra credit there for handling that for us when we had to leave yesterday.
All right, very good.
All right, love you.
I love you too.
If that ever happens again, you just get a bucket and put it on your lawn. Probably made the grass grow great, I would think.
All right, Grandma, I'll see you later.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The holding tank. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I got that Rounders thing for you.
You have the tape?
I got the tape.
All right, I'm ready on the delay, since we know that Malkovich drops the F-bomb.
Right.
So this will be something that just Mike and I will be able to hear.
Okay.
To figure out exactly what he says. Let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Go away, this one. And in my club, I will flesh.
I please.
Okay.
Please. Whenever the F, I please.
And in my club, I will splash the pot. Whenever I F,
I please.
That's it.
Hey, you guys rule. KHDK sucks.
Thank you. You're great. Hold on for a prize.
That's terrific.
Thank you. Hold on.
In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
And both of you notice that both Mike and I, we have the mannerisms of John Malkovich down when he nods his head back and forth. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Now you're being John Malkovich.
We need the Oreos here.
Yeah. I just love that movie, man. I do.
And in that scene, we also, to really do that scene accurately,
right,
we need chips. Because as he's saying this to Matt Damon,
he's just dropping them right across the table.
Holding,
right.
And he doesn't know the whole time that Matt Damon is just playing him for a bitch.
Just really gonna nail him with his hand.
Totally playing him. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Resident homosexual Joseph here, Don and Mike.
Hey!
How are you doing?
Don and Mike, Hobo Joe here. Hello, Homo Joe.
All I can say is, beware DC, I feel better. I'm going to start chasing the people.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a test of the ABS. That is the anal broadcaster system. Warning, citizens of DC. Keep your anuses closed.
I'll show with the lesbian tornadoes from the beach house.
Wow, so you're feeling better just in time to come out next week with us, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to come out and terrorize, and I think I might even go wear a sandwich board in New York to help get the ratings in New York for you.
Wow.
Well, God knows there's a bunch of homos in New York, Joe. You know, we would take ratings from anybody, be they gay, straight, whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, I think if you would like, the next time you're in New York, I'll wear a sandwich board, walk the streets, and get the gay people to listen in.
Yeah, maybe he, you know, go to the real gay communities in New York City. That'd be a wonderful. We really have to twist your arm to do that, huh, Joe?
Yeah, well, see, I'm up from New Jersey anyway, so you know how that goes.
Okay.
I didn't know you're originally a New Jersey homo.
Yeah, from South Jersey, and my grandparents are from Atlantic City and Wildwood.
Joe, are you still seeing the Peruvian guy?
Well, I stopped seeing him because he's an illegal alien, and I work for the feds. You know, I don't think that's a great idea.
Oh, really? You see, you checked his green card before you had intercourse.
He checked your brown card.
I checked the brown card, too.
Wow.
Come on, Joe. Be honest. Why'd you really break up with him?
Well, he still wants to see me, but I just told him that he needs to become a citizen get his green card because it's, with him being illegal, it could be dangerous.
Don, Joe's bedroom is gay, but it's red, white, and blue on the show.
Hey, Joe, what do you care if you're having butt sex with a guy who's an illegal alien?
Well, that's true. That is true. I could take advantage of him, huh?
Sure.
Was it good butt sex?
Oh, well, yeah. I told you the longest was 7 hours straight.
Jesus. You did. I don't think you told us that, did you?
Yeah. We said nonstop 7 hours.
You could make him your Peruvian sex slave.
Yeah, my little bitch, you know.
How do you have butt sex?
Hey.
How do you have butt sex for 7 hours straight?
Because I'm a horn dog. You know, I'm like a 22-year-old when it comes to sex.
Jesus, Joe. And you're pitching, right?
Yes, I am. The whole time.
Well. Ugh.
It's scary.
My goodness.
Yuck.
So,
I'm starting to...
7 hours.
I'm starting to, like, get all shaky.
Are you exaggerating that?
No, I'm serious. I can have him call you and let him tell you.
Yes, why don't you?
I will have him do that.
Have him call us.
I'd love to talk to him.
I would love to validate that.
But he has very broken English, but you can understand him, you know, through the...
He'll say, Mike, love, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Listen... Why don't you give... Do you have a phone number where he can be reached?
He's not home yet. He will be home in about half hour.
All right.
I'll have him call you.
Have him call us. What's his first name?
His name is Alberto.
Alberto.
If he doesn't speak real good English, how do you to communicate?
It's all you need is know the dirty words and the sign language.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how exciting that must be.
So there's not a lot of conversation.
There's a little bit.
What does Alberto do for a living illegally?
Well, he was a student at GW.
Ah.
And he's graduated and he wants to go back to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean you had him bent over for 7 hours?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Was it just that or was it other activities?
Oh, there was other things, massaging and all that kind of good stuff. But, yeah, a lot of the...
You had to ask.
Hey.
So, how the pitching was going on there.
So technically it wasn't 7 hours of straight anal.
No, maybe quite a few hours. But
hours.
Seven, you know.
hours.
I mean, incredible. Wouldn't that hurt you, or more importantly, hurt him?
No, because if you use the right stuff, it makes it easy. You know,
he says anal ease.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Now, when you lube him up, do you lube him up or what?
Yes. Yes.
So you
there's sex gels from the sex shop. You know, you can use.
They come in different
flavors.
Scents and stuff like that.
Yeah. Flavors.
Oh, man.
And what do you use to lube him?
I mean, I use a thing called Wet, personally. I like Wet. It's water-soluble.
No, what I meant was, what do you use? What body part?
The old Hans.
Hans.
Yeah, Hans.
Hans across the water.
Hans across the water.
My God.
Yeah, Joe's a good... Our homo Joe's a good homo because he answers all our curious hetero questions.
So you mean you take this illegal alien... You bend him over.
And ride him like a dog.
I am just trying to get into the mind of today's modern homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You bend him over. You're looking at his duke.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, you dip a couple of fingers into the dippity-doo or whatever stuff you have, and then you just...
Go to town?
Go to town. Well, you have to put the old Magnum on, you know, and then you go to town.
What is a Magnum?
That's a brand of rubbers.
Oh, you mean the condom, yeah.
Yeah, the condom.
Yes, the safe sex.
Yeah, safe sex.
But when you're getting him ready, though, you're just... With your
hand. Raising him up just like a pig, you know, like you're ready for the slaughter.
You know, I think as much as we're asking these questions, Joe sure likes answering them. He really does.
Jesus Christ.
Amazing.
Damn.
Happens all over America, Don.
I know.
Especially in D.C.
God damn, Joe. How can you do that?
I don't know. It's enjoyable.
Magnum is your brand?
Yes.
Is that any particular reason for that?
A grande.
The grande?
Uh-huh.
Grande.
Wow. Grande pinga.
Do a little of that Peruvian speak. My goodness.
Who is the celebrity he most resembles? Does he look anything like Hank Azaria?
No, he's on the short side. He's very short and muscle built.
Like tattoo?
Tattoo, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. You can put them on your knee.
Really?
Around.
Wow. That must be convenient.
Tiny little guy. Just put him in your pocket when you're done with him.
That's right.
Does he play the pan flute?
Yes.
I bet he plays Joe's pan flute.
He plays it very well, too.
Very good.
All right,
Joe. He hits those high notes every once in a while.
Now I can tell you're feeling better, Joe.
Oh, I did terrible.
incidentally, Lisa the Nympho has just given me this bit of information on the computer screen.
Yeah?
Magnums are made for huge penises.
Really?
That's according to Lisa.
Cool. Are you huge?
Who I guess would know.
Are you huge, Joe?
I have been told that. I've scared a few folks, yes.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Would you like to give us some statistics?
Larger than 8.
Oh, my God.
And thick as well.
Oh, geez. I'm going to throw up. I had no problem asking about greasing the guy up, but now, you know.
Now I got a little bit of altitude.
8? Really?
Whoa.
Is that an exaggeration?
No, it's true. I have scared more people out of the bedroom.
Really?
And yep. Joe, look at that. You're wasting that on some guy's
dookie. Don, that's one of the reasons my wife and I split up, because I had a large one, and the guy she left me for had a little one. I thought that I was doing something wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, Joe, Jesus. You are full of piss and vinegar today.
It's fascinating. One of our most fascinating interviews with you, Joe.
Oh, see, you never know what's going to come out of Homo Joe.
And now, this guy, this Peruvian, and as a matter of fact, not just him, but all of your various bedmates you've had.
Uh-huh.
Those guys do... They ever do it to you, or do you always do it to them?
There was one guy that wanted to try it, and I told him, absolutely not. Not today. I have a headache.
But so you've never experienced the reception?
I have twice. On two occasions.
On two occasions, and you just hated it?
I don't like it that much. I'm more of a pitcher. I like that better. I like to keep control.
Joe, hold on, please. I have another homosexual, another homo who wants to join the conversation.
How bad?
Manuel. Hello, Manuel. Let me turn his volume up. Manuel.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yes, I would just like to talk about how I am dating the Peruvian guy that that Homo Joe is talking about.
Oh.
I think this guy's a fake homo.
Yeah. No, it's a real homo.
I think this guy's doing a homo voice like you and I do the homo voice.
I agree. There's a good chance he's a faker.
Can I just say something?
Nope. See,
no, real quick.
No.
Nope.
Sorry. That's always the kiss of death.
Yes, can I just say something?
When a guy says, can I just say something?
Means he wants one, to, just one thing.
Wants to do
one
a
more
first
thing.
Strike and wants to get on out of there.
Hey.
Joe, let me ask you.
Yes,
being a card-carrying homo.
Yes.
Do you like Ron and Fez?
They're kind of funny.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey.
That's why I called, said your resident tag.
Oh, man. That's pretty interesting, Big Joe.
Yes, indeed. Now I got a new name, right, Big Joe.
Big Bad Joe.
Big Bad Joe.
So come on out to the Las Vegas style show.
I shall be there.
See Big Joe.
With strap-ons, as they say.
Big Joe, and of course the initials are BJ.
BJ.
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
All right, Big Joe.
All right, y'all.
Big Joe. We'll see you next week. Glad you're feeling better.
All right, take it easy down.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There it is.
Wow. That was Big Joe.
Tripod Joe. There he's Bazooka Joe.
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
How about that?
Man.
Jesus. Is life unfair or what? Life is so unfair.
It's amazing,
I'm looking at what I got, and look what he got, and look what he's doing with that.
I'll tell you, all the wet or whatever that dippity-doo he uses in the world, that's nasty.
I don't like Joe.
It's tough.
It's gross. He's going down it with his hands before he starts.
Yeah.
You know, okay, let me just get you ready with his hand. Jesus. Oh.
And then it's time for Big Joe.
Hello.
Donna Mike?
Hello, you're on the air.
Donna Mike?
Yes.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, I had another line from Rounders I want to play for you guys. Pretty funny.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
I'm a bitch, all guys.
Are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy?
Satisfied?
Okay,
you guys are the best.
Well, back it up.
Out here in California.
Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Let us hear that whole scene.
Okay.
Because when he really has the meltdown. This is before he wins
this
the big money.
Yeah, this is before he says, give that man his money.
I'm gonna beat all guys.
He went right to the exact same part.
No.
Are
go.
You feeling satisfied now, Teddy?
Go back further. Although, you know, that might not be where he says Mr. Son of Bitch. He might just call him
a son of a bitch. Go back to Mr. Son of Bitch?
Yeah.
Go to Mr. Son of Bitch.
Okay,
go way back.
Find that.
Go back when he's getting real angry.
Okay. That was after he beats him.
And you use the full name that's correct. Teddy KGB.
Yeah. And they call him Big Daddy also in the movie.
That's right. Yeah.
Big Daddy.
And then Grandma, the loan shark.
Grandma. I could watch Rounders.
Yep.
24 hours a day.
It's totally. Definitely that kind of movie.
Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I really could.
It's got so many moments in it.
How long is it going to take you to do this? You have video tape?
Probably too long for you guys. I don't have DVD. I got FPV so far.
All right. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you a story about Homo Joe. He's got a man lover named Alberto. He lubes up the dookie with a good sex gel and goes for 7 hours. Don't ask, don't tell.
That's pretty good.
All right, that's fast.
Yep, absolutely.
That guy's fast. Thank you. Listen, on that note, we will break. Give you the shot at winning $500 right now with a secret sound.
All right.
Secret sound number 6.
Still thinking about Big Joe.
Worth $500. You're on that island by yourself.
Yeah.
877-365-3636.
I know.
Be caller 100.
Hey,
Big Joe. In a version, it might be the Ron and Fez and Mike show.
Hey.
Call 100 now. Secret sound is lost.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank.
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment. Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. Time for call number 100. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, call 100?
Right, who's this?
This is Rock.
Hi, Rock. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my car in Rochester.
Rock, call 100. You won the 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS.
Sure.
Go to www.sprintpcs.com for information. And now you'll play for $500. Have you heard the secret sound before?
Yep.
All right, good. You got it. You think you got a guess?
I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Here we go. For $500, we'll play you the sound now. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. And please don't answer until Mike sings like...
No way.
Godspeed. Here it is.
Caller, name this. this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday sound. My hint... I saw that, Mike. Thank you. My hint is that someone was very close with the guest they had yesterday.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes, it is again.
I know.
How about opening a pop top off a bottle?
No. No, thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Of course it is.
Okay, now, from our what the F is wrong with people file, right? Okay. I read this in the newspaper today. People just piss me off.
I know.
They really do. People get upset about the most ridiculous stuff.
Mm-hmm. They do.
There's an ad in the June issue of Teen People.
Teen People, I subscribe.
So does Charlie Stossel. So does Homo Joe. So do Ron and Fez. Hey! In my club, I
will splash the pot than ever the F I bonds.
Please.
I blew it. It's my fault. We'll get it right.
I'll bring in the movie tomorrow. I remember to bring it in tomorrow. Okay, so in the June issue of Teen People, they have an ad, obviously for kids, an ad for a product called Sun In. It's something you put in your hair and make your hair lighter.
It's been around for years.
Sure, of course. And the ad reads like this. 4 out of 5 girls you hate ask for it by name. Stop hating them. Start being them. With original Sun In.
Okay.
So what's wrong with that ad?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, in a Thursday letter to the advocacy group Dads and Daughters, the manufacturer of the product wrote, the word hate was used in a light-hearted teenage vernacular and not mean-spirited. Unfortunately, it's apparent that the ad has been misunderstood. Mm-hmm. They are pulling the ad.
Yes. Because it says hate in it?
Because it says hate.
There were complaints.
But I mean, it's kind of like, oh, I hate her. She's beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. How friggin' ridiculous is this?
Very.
I hate the people who are complaining because the word hate is used in an ad in Teen People for girls who want to put something in their hair to make their hair lighter.
And boys, too.
Yeah, right. Like little Joe Ardinger.
And Andy Rice.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't Andy put Sun in his hair, like, way back when he was an intern for
I think
us?
He did a long time ago. Back when he was Fast Andy.
Yeah, he would actually put Sun in his hair, and, but, boy, it's just, it's so sensitive.
You know, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
First off, you know, what dad reads Teen People magazine?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's got nothing else to read, and he's taking a number two. So he reads Teen People magazine. He goes to this ad. What dad goes, oh, my God, I'm outraged that they have the word hate in this ad.
Read the ad again. What does the ad say again? Because, I mean, just so we know.
The ad says,
okay,
4 out of 5 girls you hate ask for it by name. Stop hating them. Start being them with original Sun In.
Just kind of a joke.
Right.
Kind of lighthearted.
Right.
You know.
Oh, I hate her. She's so beautiful and blonde.
And the ad even says, stop hating them. Stop hating them and be them.
Give me the phone number of this company.
Unbelievable.
I'd love to call that company and tell them they have no balls. I really would. Call the people at Sun In.
He's just a little catty little lad. It's kind of, you know, campy. Yeah.
And what they're doing
is campy.
And they're caving to pressure. What kind of a group is this? Dads and Daughters.
But I mean, what Dads and Daughters, I mean, I don't understand what they're... What is the use of the word?
Yes, hate. They don't like the word hate.
They don't like the word hate.
Mm-hmm. Well, too bad.
It's a strong word.
Too friggin' bad. The word's here. It's here to say. It's a good word.
Hate.
I love hate. I mean, the word.
The word.
The word.
I know.
Right.
The word.
I don't think I could survive without the word hate. You know, and even in our house. I'm sorry, it's a fact, Mike.
So funny, though, hearing you say that that way. I don't think I can survive.
I think about how many times a day I use the word hate. God, I hate that TV show. God, I hate that general manager. God, I hate that disc jockey. God, I hate that driver.
You use the word so frequently that you're...
God, I hate my toenail.
You're desensitized to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not that, it's not a word that's got that is that heavy duty to you.
Hate's a beautiful word.
It's a very strong form of dislike.
Hate's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hate can be wonderful.
Right.
I hate my car.
That's good.
See? It's
that okay. makes you feel better.
It's okay to hate your car.
Yes.
It can be used also when you really don't hate the person. You're actually giving the person a compliment, which is what that ad would be. You know, oh, look at I hate them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
What? You know, how many people have ever gone to a party where some woman will walk in with a wonderful outfit and, another woman will say, oh, I hate you. You just, how do you stay so thin?
Well, according to dads and daughters, those people should be banned.
It's terrible.
And so the magazine, you know, gives the complaint to the company. And the company immediately, Jesus, they should be running a radio station. They got such little balls. They immediately announced they're going to pull the ad.
It falls definitely under the heading of there are a lot worse things to worry about.
Please.
And something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
BobFreemanShow.com.
I don't know what that was.
Hello, Don and
Mike. But it wasn't audible.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Is this Don?
And Mike.
Hi, I'm calling from Dads and Cars. I object to using the word hate with your car.
Thank you.
Dads and Cars.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes?
You have recourse with Volvo. Let me explain, okay? My girlfriend's dad works for a Volvo dealership, and I asked him about it, and he gave me the official company policy of Volvo itself, okay? Uh-huh. This is officially from Volvo.
Why do I feel like I'm talking to Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? My dad has a bitchin' set of tools. We can fix it.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm taking advice now from a guy whose girlfriend has a father who works for Volvo.
Bitchin'.
Yes. Right. No, I actually spoke to him, and this is actually from the Volvo.
All right.
Okay.
What?
Within 15 months or 15,000 miles of the vehicle...
And then he has to say it repeated 8 times. My dad, this is official from the company. Hey! Where's Big Joe? Hey! Ooh. We want to see Big Joe, but we don't want people to see us seeing Big Joe. Go to www.bigjoe.com.
And Big Bad Joe.
Hey! Forget Buzz. Look at Joe. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yep. Hello, Don. I disconnected the line there.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
You are the coolest. All right. Going along the lines of this crap about people complaining.
Yes.
I read in a post maybe a week ago that the Maryland National Guard, you know, the lowest line of defense right after the Women's Auxiliary.
Yeah.
they are being prevented from using live chickens in a training
exercise. Oh, I read that. I read that same article.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
ridiculous?
About. It's PETA.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And
I hate PETA.
That our government can't train our troops like this. I mean, I'm not all about the wars or anything that can, like, you know.
They wanted to have a survival exercise.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
The National Guard was going to go out. And during this survival exercise, I think they, you know, it was kind of weird, though. I didn't, you know, obviously I skimmed it and I didn't read the details. But with chickens, I guess they were just going to, like, bus in some live chickens. And then they were going to tear these chickens apart. And it was teaching them how to, like, if you come across livestock, how to really, like, prepare it and do it, like, out in the field.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it was for. But because, PETA objected to the cruel way these chickens, you know, meanwhile, how many chickens are killed in this country every day, you know,
right.
and sit on our dinner table?
Listen, I hate PETA. I just want to say that.
Right.
I love the word hate. And I hate PETA. They're butting their big nose into too much crap.
So what they did was they compromised, and the chickens would be brought in and then fed wine prior to the exercise. So the chickens would be so bombed they wouldn't even know what hit them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Like in real life.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sitting right next to the guy who just called you guys 10 minutes ago and was all, what not? And I just want to tell you, he's a jackass!
That's impossible because everyone who's called the show today has called and said whatnot.
Yes, whatnot is the word of the day.
It's impossible to fill the one guy who's called just to say whatnot.
Get out of the home, Skippy.
All right, well, I guess you guys are never going to give me the phone number for that stupid product, so I will move on.
All right.
I know what I want to do. I want to play you a tape of someone who's coming on the show next week, a CD.
Okay.
Of someone who I think has a tremendous amount of talent.
You know, I just went, as you flipped it over,
You saw her picture? She's hot.
I saw her picture. She's lovely.
Oh, hold on a second. Thank you.
The bottom right. number.
Robbie got me the number. Hold on.
Okay. We can find out all about this ad. Calling the people at Sun In right now.
Tell them we're on their side.
We're on their side, and we don't understand why they pulled the ad when it was. And what is this group, Dads and Daughters?
Adam. Oh, they're pussies. Calling Chad In.
If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it now.
I don't, honey.
If you would like the name's directory, please press 1 now. Our normal business hours are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. The following numbers are for emergency medical purposes only. William Durkin.
Hello, hello, hello.
William.
Let me just press
William.
0.
Please leave your message at the tone.
There you go.
Message. Be directed to the responsible party at 8 a.m. on our next working day. Thank you.
They are not in the office now. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, you big pussies.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, we're calling about the ad you have in Teen People magazine for your product, Sun In.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of balls you have with this company? You get a letter from some queer group called Dads and Daughters, and you immediately pull your ad because it has the word hate in it?
Seemed like a fine ad to us.
We love the ad.
Put it back.
Learn to hate. Hate to learn.
And we also would like maybe 3 or 4 cases of your fine Sun In product for all of our men on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Gigantic pussies. I hate pussies like you. There you go. Bye-bye. Thank you. We just can't get enough blonde highlights in our hair.
Oh, hold on. Here's a guy who's actually seen the ad in Teen People. Hello.
Donnie Mike.
Hello.
We're out from Sacramento. We're a bunch of gay rednecks. We're coming out.
Oh, please. All right. Let me play you the tape of the new up-and-coming musical sensation.
Okay. I'll tell you, all I did was see the CD cover, and I'm already excited.
She's from Austria, and next week on our show, she will be making her American debut.
I love it when we break new talent.
Wonderful. And her name, Mike, is Mary Schneider.
Oh, it's a very simple name.
And here's a sample of some of her music. I think you'll find, like me, that you're crazy. There's something about Mary Schneider.
A yodeler.
That's right.
You're the greatest.
She's the queen of yodeling in Austria.
Oh, listen to this.
Australia, excuse me.
Australia?
Yes.
Wow, there's nothing I like better than yodeling. Oh, now she's going to yodel fast.
Right.
Yodel, baby.
The queen of yodeling.
Mary Schneider.
Right here. She is Mary Schneider, coming on this show next week.
I bet there's better yodeling on there.
I've got more.
You know what they say about girls who can yodel?
That's for sure.
That's right, Buzz.
Mm. That's right. Yodel the cacti.
Hey, listen to this one, girl.
You're listening to Mary Schneider, a great yodeler. She's big in Australia.
Bet you've all listened to her.
And you should see her.
You don't see hair like that anymore.
She looks like the house mom on Facts of Life.
Take a look at her.
Come lie with me over the beach.
She's got a nice voice. But where's the yodeling?
This is her new CD, Yodeling the Classics.
3 words for you, Don.
Hold on.
Me so horny.
Okay, let me try another cut.
Wait a minute, cut 5.
The polka yodel.
Roll out the barrels.
Here we go. That's right, this hottie will be coming on our show exclusively in America next week.
Is she going to be in the studio or on the phone?
Not sure.
Please try to get her here live. Too, but man,
please
look at that outfit.
Here's something for when you're going to bed at night.
Okay. Huh.
Something to give you pleasant dreams. Mary Schneider.
My darling,
let me see where she yodels here. Right?
I'm not going to count sheep anymore. I'm going to count Mary Schneider. You want to stay up all night.
Yeah, I need to take care of something before I go to sleep. Listen to this. Oh, man.
Major POA.
Send a copy of this to Big Joe.
That's just a taste.
Just a taste.
Just a taste of Mary Schneider.
God, she's hot.
She's coming on the show next week. We're breaking another gigantic act in America.
Yeah, that's, she's going to be huge.
Not since we've had Mr. Methane on, I think, when we originally broke Mr. Methane.
That's right. And there was that Swedish guy that couldn't sing that one time.
The Elvis guy?
Yeah, the Elvis guy. But this is real talent.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Speak to us.
Right, that guy just hung up on us.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, stop it.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Don, have a Don's rash.
Pardon me?
I want to find out about Don's rash, see if it's cleared up or
not. It's better. It's better. It's smoother.
Are you putting the stuff on it every day?
Yeah, every day. Every day. And it's great on ice cream.
Any of your other coworkers, like, through a genital contact or anything like that?
Nope. Anybody else got my rash?
I have a little bit through our genital contact that we had in New York, but other than that, you know, you were very nice to you put a little bit in a tube, give me a little extra, and I put it on it, and because I was just getting the beginning stages, I was able to get it cleared up right away.
Okay, Ron, Fez, and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, the guy said genital contact. That's why I didn't say that.
Hello.
He said genital contact.
I thought
contact.
You said genital contact
he
first.
He said I was picking up on what he said.
Okay,
I was wondering, do you think I just said that?
Yeah, I thought you did.
I wouldn't say that.
Hello.
Don, Fezzi, how are you?
Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
Would you like to touch my penis?
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hold on, Mike has a message for us. Hold on, please.
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
Sure.
Yeah, that counts.
Thank you.
That counts. That's like a nice little popcorn
fart. Thank you very nice.
Thank you. Absolutely.
That spontaneous fart.
All right.
From the ass of Mike is sponsored by Egar's, the best cigar site on the web at www.egars.com.
The password is pesto.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Man, I about swerved into oncoming traffic when you were playing that yodeler.
Well, you wait until she's on the show next week.
Man, I'll have to listen in because I've got to have that CD.
Mary Schneider, yodeling the classics.
She's got a great mouth.
Mary Schneider, yodeling the cacti. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. You should see her. How old do you think she is? Like 60, maybe?
No, I think she's probably in her mid-20s.
Hello. Hi, what can we do for you?
Yeah, Donna, I called to see if you had been watching A&E this week, the biographies of the TV moms, because I know you have this big fetish for older women.
Yeah, except, you know what, I saw that tonight is going to be Lily Munster.
Uh-huh.
And, frankly, I don't think Lily Munster counts as a hot TV mom.
Is that Yvonne DiCarlo?
Right. Yeah, she doesn't count.
Yeah, the hottest one they had was Monday night, I think, when they did the lady from the Partridge Family.
Oh, that was Sunday night. That was Shirley Jones. Yeah, we all saw that one. We saw that one.
The very insane Marty Engels.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk about the yodeler?
Oh, you know who it was Monday night? Speaking of insane, it was Meredith Baxter Burney.
Ah, that's right.
Who really is insane.
Didn't we have some information on where she kind of, on the set, she snapped her cap
you
a little
You know who
bit?
Told us that? Skippy.
Skippy, that's right, from Family Ties.
Right, Skippy, who for a long time was like a bad rash on this show. A guy we couldn't get rid of. Do you remember the one time that we had Skippy in here, his last appearance, and we said, okay, you're a comedian, make us laugh.
Do some of your material for
us. Do your routine. And he stood in front of us, and he bombed, and he sweated through his shirt.
Right.
And then he never bothered us again.
No, he never did, and it was really horrible material. And he did it for us, and we were ready to laugh, but we couldn't.
It sucked. It sucked. We hated it.
It's very awkward. It was a very awkward moment.
There's the word again, hate.
Skippy, what was his real name?
Mark Price.
Mark Price.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Big Mark. Hi, you're on the air.
I love yodeling.
That technically is not yodeling.
No, and it wasn't a contribution.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, and your radio's up too loud. Christ, you folks are going to kill me. You really are. You mentioned it. Here's the CD of the other guy that we discovered.
Okay, this is the guy from Sweden that fancied himself the Swedish Elvis.
Right.
You want to hear bad?
You might remember Pilar.
Going through a party in the car door, yes. The first man were begun to well. The man who the jump to begun to swing. You to the heart, so yellow, but taking left.
You know, it's rare that you hear an album from someone completely without rhythm.
Find him up on a tennis saxophone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
on the slide tempo.
Welcome to Ratings Hell. Imagine if this was really a station's format.
Sure.
Bitch needs to yodel more.
I like the yodel of beautiful
back-to-back favorite. NEWFL.
Do you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight?
Well, that music
all
station.
Your stories we never part.
Oh, man.
If anybody asks what station you're listening to, tell them you listen to the worst music ever recorded on 102.7 WNEW, New York. That was a dead seg. No callers.
That was great. We asked you what you wanted, and you told us you wanted yodeling and a bad Swedish Elvis singer.
Give me down,
metro area. Radios every night are being turned off. Welcome.
I stepped on that one. You didn't know. I thought it was going to be another one of her 8-hour intros.
The show that's bringing you a 1.1 rating. Don and Mike. NEWFL. Dig it.
Baby, let me be.
Where's my laser?
Oh,
that's what I really need to make this work.
Yeah, to really give it some zing, you need some production elements.
Right.
Something that can bring the yodeling and the bad Swedish Elvis impersonator together. Something that can make it all sing. Because right now, you know, it's just good music.
Give me one of my jingle beds, too.
You really need to sass it.
Okay, give me number three, please, Rob.
You got it.
Number three.
Here we go. All right, good evening. Another hour of power coming up on the radio show that is supplying New York City with a 1.1 rating every night. How do we do it? By playing the world's worst music on NEW. FM. 102.7.
We won the battle for glorious, bringing the jubilee. The bell is
does she yodel? Yeah, she doesn't yodel enough.
Let's say farewell.
You know, when she comes on the show next week, it's yodel or nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Who cares about this crap?
It's like when we had the soccer guy on that didn't want to do the
go! NEW.
Christmas in July. 102.7. WNEW. New York City.
Rhythm.
Yes, it's game about you.
After a lot of fanfare, we're glad to bring our show to New York City, where we're delivering on the promise to bring you the lowest ratings in the history of New York radio on NEWFM. And now, it's an instant request. Hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm calling from Long Island.
What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear a little Chris Burke, Poison Ivy. What's your favorite station?
NEW.
Yeah.
Comes like a rose.
All right, very special dedication tonight. I'm going to send this one out to Mr. Ken Stevens, the general manager, making it possible tonight on New York. NEW.
South of the border, down Mexico way, where that's where the stars and I came out to play. Well, that's where I found her. That's where she'll stay. Well, south of the border, down Mexico way.
Back to back. NEW. 1027.
Praise Lord. Take my hand.
Music favorites.
Hold on,
let me load up one more. Just one more. All right, start another hour of the worst music. We got yodeling, polkas, and the guy from the old folks home coming up. Thank you for making us number 16 in the ratings right here. NEW. Can you name it? Can you name this tune for a prize?
No, I'm completely stumped.
It's Bing Crosby.
Oh, fantastic.
On NEW. New York. Hey, Jude. Hello, New York City.
More bad music.
How long is the intro on this record?
Well, you gotta deal with that with bad music. Lots of long intros.
When the low sky presses like a lid.
No, it's Shatner. One, two, three. Oh!
It's Lucy in the Sky.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's one of the all-time bad classics.
I really effed it up.
Best of the worst.
Hold on.
The best of the worst.
Hold on. Where's the Bing Crosby?
Where do you go in New York for the real bad music?
WMEW.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh.
Didn't mean to do that. Time out. Too many things are happening here.
There's bad music flying around this studio right now.
There we go. You know, I think if nothing else, we're guaranteeing that we're going to have no ratings at all.
That's good, though. That's good. You know, if we're going to go out the big
okay,
way.
Okay, I've only got one more for you after this one. After Bing Crosby.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah.
Don't make it bad.
NEW.
Take a sad song and make it better.
You can't load that one?
No,
we don't have a CD player that will play Dennis Murphy's CD.
Oh, well, now that would be the classic.
That was going to be the last one we give you.
Sorry, buddy.
That was it. Okay. Mm. We're all done.
Here we
We're
go.
Out. Okay.
More of your bad music favorites.
That's it. So the Polka Lady on the show next week.
Yes.
Now we have to do a break
from your official bad music station.
NEW.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
For Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike? Let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike. I mean, let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy. And I just walked by and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah. They both prefer masturbating in the morning.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
I'm going to go through the tabloids real fast. There's a great story about Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, really?
A great one about Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
But a couple other highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on a second. We have an emergency call coming through right now.
Wow.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson. There's a dead man on the telephone.
Mm. Oh, really?
You want to talk to someone who's dead? Do you want to?
Yeah.
You want to feel like we're in the Sixth Sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see dead people?
Sure. Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. I'm calling from the Blaze.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
Wow, this is incredible. The ghost of Dennis.
Hi, Dan.
I just want to let you know I'm still alive, and everything is still on peachy.
Good. Glad to hear it, Dennis, of course. Even though you are on temporary hiatus, you are still welcome to call the show.
Oh, well, I didn't understand your position, Grandpa.
My position is that it was a little too much of you too often to be...
I sort of understand.
You know, but Dennis, we never want you to totally be away from the collective bosom of the Don and Mike Show.
We're always curious, you know, and as a matter of fact, I'm curious to know, have you been down to Arizona recently to get laid?
Oh, no, that was that was only a one-time thing.
Now, tell me that. Did you make that up that time in just an effort to say anything that would keep you on the air that day, or did you really?
It actually happened.
You met a girl on the internet, you flew to Arizona, and you had sex with her?
Yeah, spent over half a week in bed.
Wow.
And you're not going to go back?
Well, she said the three critical words.
What are they? I am blind?
No, I love you.
Well, Dennis.
Dennis, are you making this up?
I don't believe him.
Because that just sounds...
Okay, Don, you don't believe me, that's fine.
That just sounds like right out of a movie. She said, I love you, and I had to cut her loose. Dennis.
No, I'm not cutting her loose. I'm still talking with her.
Now, this is a girl that you met. Where did you meet her on the internet? Or what site or what chat room, Dan?
Oh, it was chathouse.com.
All right, so you met her at chathouse.com.
And by the way, I use my real name because if people want to talk to me, just come on in.
All right, so you go to this website.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Oh, she says she looks like Bette Midler.
Who do you think she looks like?
She's an older Bette Midler.
So she had never met you. You'd only corresponded on the internet.
Oh, yeah. She sent me four or five pictures of herself. And the pictures were beautiful. But
now, did you return the favor? Did you send her pictures of you?
Oh, I just told her to go to GunnerCloser.com.
Ah.
And the pictures were beautiful, but she wasn't as good in person?
When I got off the airplane, I was looking for this beautiful red-headed lady. And then she said, hi. I go, oh, hi there, how you going? And so, she's a nice lady, but...
She was a lot older? She was a lot older than you thought?
Well, she's 57.
She's 57? Okay, it's coming. Now I'm starting to believe him again.
And she said she loves you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What did she say? Did she say what she loves about you? Was it the...
Oh, you know what she loves about me? What?
Really?
Yeah.
So you bedded a 57-year-old woman?
Mm-hmm.
And you spent the majority of the weekend in bed with her?
Yeah, but, you know, my finger did most of the working.
Oh, boy.
How many times did you do her?
Well, actually... The real thing?
Yeah.
Probably good at 15, but the finger did it.
Wait. 15 times?
You had intercourse with her 15 times?
Within 4 days.
Oh, within four days.
Yeah. In 4 days. Well, that's more than a weekend.
But God, man, it's hard. I didn't know sex was that hard.
So did you enjoy it? Was it satisfying?
But, hey, Mike, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, I mean, so then if she says she loves you, why not go back and see her again?
I will go back to see her, but she says she wants to come here, so I think she's going to come here in a couple weekends.
Do you have a phone number for her?
No, God, please. No.
Dennis, if you would give us her phone number so we could call and verify that she dated you, it might be a ticket to get you a temporary pass back on the show, because frankly, I don't believe it. I just don't. I think the world of you, Dennis, but this sounds to me like 100% made up fantasy.
It's not made up, Tom.
Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis, is this a real woman? Does this woman really exist?
It's a real woman who really exists.
Does she know you're on the radio?
I told her I was on the radio.
Did she, was she intrigued by that?
No, she wasn't intrigued by that. She was intrigued by me for some reason.
Would she, do you think she'd like to go on the radio?
No, I spoke with her in regards to going on the radio and...
Dennis, how about this as a compromise?
Yeah.
What if I was to call her while I was on the air, but she was not on the air?
Mm-hmm.
What if I was just to call her and say, hi, this is Don, I'm a friend of Dennis's. Do you know Dennis?
Uh-huh.
Do you love Dennis? Would you allow me to do that?
No, don't say I love. Come on, please don't say that.
Well, did she say that she loves you?
Yes, she did.
All right, then what could I bring up and what could I not bring up with her?
Okay. Well, Don, go ahead.
Boy, he's a tough sell, isn't he?
All right, now, do you mean go ahead, put her on the air, or go ahead and...
No, she won't go on the air. I'm
right.
Pretty sure of that.
All right. Hold on, please, Dennis.
Okay.
We're going to call... We won't have her voice on the air, as per her request and Dennis's request, but Don will speak to this woman.
And I'll put her on hold and let you talk to her also.
Very good.
Okay, Rob is writing down the phone number now, and then we're going to be calling the mystery woman, who I don't think exists.
Well...
in Arizona.
Very good.
Okay. I'd love nothing better than to be proven wrong on this.
Yeah, and do you have a relationship with Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
Is that a consenting adult relationship?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like anybody paid him $200 to say that.
Yeah, now the secret's really out of the bag, bud.
Dennis
you.
Is a paid actor.
Right.
You know, especially 15 times, she said the three words, I love you. It just sounds a little hinky.
This is a guy... who couldn't get laid. We sent him to a whorehouse in Reno, and he couldn't get laid.
But then when he said 57...
Okay, got it, Robbie?
Made more sense.
I believe him.
You believe him? The whole thing.
I do, yes. Okay.
Choo-choo. All right, Don's going to call this woman.
I got to redial. Hold on.
See if she really exists.
Even the 15 times. I even believe that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm happy for him, if that's the case.
Sure.
Oh, dear. Busy.
Might have to do the emergency breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Just might have to.
No, Rob, I don't think she sleeps with the fishes. Rob was giving a comic book.
She's dead?
He was doing that comic book thing where he crosses his eyes and he puts the cross sign over his eyes. Sleepy dead.
All right, let's do an emergency breakthrough and we'll say it's Dennis Murphy calling.
Well, Dennis is technically calling with us.
Well, you know, there's always a way around this. Is it 00? Is that what we have to press?
I thought that was directory assistance.
Hi, WorldCom. Enter the number you wish to call. Area code first. For operator assistance,
yes.
Press 0 now.
Hello?
Please hold for operator assistance.
Because whenever we call one of these services, they always tell us to call the other one.
Right.
When we call 0, they say call.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah, can you break into an emergency call for me?
No, I don't have that ability. I can give you the number of the operator who does.
Okay, what's that number, please?
It is 1010-2880.
Thank you.
1010, very good.
You remember that, Rob? 10?
2880.
10-2880.
So many numbers.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll get this lady on hold. You can give her all the crap with the number, Rob.
To place a call, please dial the number that you...
I want you to break in.
Please hold for operator assistance.
For an emergency.
Absolutely.
If this is true.
AT&T, how may I help you?
Yeah, hold on, baby. You can help me. Hold on, please.
Okay. All right, now Rob is going to occupy his time getting through to this woman, and we're going to see if we can just verify the existence, and then, you know, we'll believe Dennis.
In the meantime, I'll try it again.
Well, we're going to try the number again.
Yes, and it's an
see what's going on.
From Dennis.
All right. Yep. I'm still busy.
It's still busy, so we do need to do the breakthrough.
It has to be done.
Dennis, we're going to have to do an emergency breakthrough using your name.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
He's very confident. I tell you, if this is a ruse, he's very confident.
We're not going to put her on the air, Dennis, so don't worry about that.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
After we get off the phone, she's going to yell at me.
Well, but maybe you'll be able to patch that up with her.
But you know what, Dennis?
What?
Think of the goodwill that you will receive from this show, specifically from me, because I don't believe you.
Okay, fine.
I'd love nothing better than to be proven wrong.
God, can you just, don't say, did you make me yours?
No, Dennis, I will be very suave and sophisticated.
Please, God, please.
I will ask her if she's entered into an adult relationship with Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
Is that acceptable, Dennis?
That's fine.
Okay, and I'm going to ask her some questions about you.
Okay.
Like about what you look like.
Okay.
You know, what your breath smells like.
Oh, actually, I look like a brush my King Kong that weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to the dentist since you were banned?
God, no. I went to the dentist 4 months ago.
Yeah, 4 months ago, but four maybe isn't ago. It? Well, wasn't there some work he was going to do on you?
He said I had a clean bill of health.
Oh, okay.
Well, and how are your feet?
Oh, hey, Don, the cure mail can work.
Pardon me?
It works.
The cure works.
So you're all set?
I'm using cure mail polish.
You're using polish?
Cure mail polish is called cure mail.
Okay, so you're not just like coloring your nails. It's some kind of medical.
We got her on the line?
Hold on, please. Hold on, Dennis. Hold on. All right. Hello? Hello? Oh, on a hotline. Hello? Hello, is this Liz? Hi, Liz. My name is Don, and I'm a friend of Dennis Murphy's. Yeah, Dennis is fine. I'm just a close friend of Dennis's, and he told me about his meeting with you. And I was wondering how it went. I consider myself to be almost like Dennis's big brother.
Dennis is wonderful, she says.
This is wonderful. Can I ask you a very personal question? Did you enter into an adult relationship with Dennis? Yes.
That's it.
Well, that's a question. I'm doing a radio show right now. You're not on the radio. But we have Dennis on one of the other lines, and he said you wouldn't want to go on the radio. We were trying to verify the fact that Dennis has actually had an adult relationship with you. I know it's personal, but Dennis lives his life in the open. So can you just answer, have you had an adult relationship with Dennis? She says it looks like she didn't.
Ooh.
Dennis said...
She might be upset. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm being scammed or what.
Really? What happened?
She said... I'm pretty upset.
Goodbye.
Oh. And okay. She hung up.
All right.
Ow.
Okay. Well, she wasn't
I'll
on
say
the
this.
Air.
She sounded 57.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
She sounded 57.
Well, you're going to have to take it up with her, Dennis.
She's 57 and pissed.
Okay, Dennis, you know what?
You're going to have to take it up with her and get back to us.
Oh,
Dennis,
God.
Dennis, here are two words it pains me to say.
Mm-hmm.
Four words it pains me to say.
What?
Six words it pains me to say. You're right. I'm wrong.
All right, you believe him.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Wow. There you go. Put that in a time capsule, Dennis.
Excellent.
You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unless this is some elaborate ruse where you hired some vegetable from Arizona.
God.
No.
I can't be. I'm not complicated.
I believe it, Dennis.
I'm not complicated, and you're not complicated.
Well, Dennis, you know, if she was upset about this, you're going to have to clean that up.
Oh, I know.
You're going to have to clean that up, and you make sure you tell her that she was not on the radio.
She wasn't on.
No, she wasn't.
And Dennis?
Yes.
Congratulations. You've won yourself a temporary pass.
Way to go, Dan.
Back on the show.
Well,
because, you know, for the main reason that we want to find out exactly what's going on. You know, you better take care of that post haste.
Now, what you do is call her, and then you have an invitation to call us tomorrow to tell us what happened.
I'm gonna work it out.
You'll handle it great.
All right. Well, I don't think that I was rude with her.
You were quite nice. I was surprised, Don.
But Dennis, you can explain to her that you just said that you had this relationship and we didn't believe you and we wanted to verify that it was true, and that's why we were calling.
That's basically what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna be too happy.
You should have heard. She picks up the phone. She goes, "Hello."
Oh, good.
And I said, "Hello, is this Liz?" "Yes." I said, "I'm calling on behalf of Dennis Murphy."
Mm-hmm.
"Is he all right?"
"Oh, good."
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Sound like an old broad, Dennis.
All right,
way to go, you son of a
bitch. Way to go, stud. Way to go.
Thank you. I know what happened.
Dennis, see, now listen. Look at this. You know what? You were wondering how to work your way back into the good graces of this show.
You did it, Dennis.
And it doesn't take putting on a Superman suit.
Absolutely.
Or doing anything crazy. You know what it took, Dennis?
What?
It took flying to Arizona and banging some 57-year-old broad you met on the internet.
Bingo.
That's all it took to get back right next to the collective bosom.
Congratulations, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Mike.
Call tomorrow and tell us what your girlfriend said.
She's not
going to
be happy.
Well, Dennis, you take care of that.
I will, but I have a feeling I'm
going to
walk it again.
All right, well, let us know, Dan.
See you later.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you later.
Make it tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's his real hangdog, which makes me... Now I do believe it.
Oh, you should have heard this old bitch on the phone.
No.
I mean... Hello.
Well, Dennis, I think Dennis is going to have to use his, his charm to you know, make this situation right.
If he was able to bang that old bat 15 times, I don't see why he wouldn't be able...
We'll see.
Just make it right with a phone call.
We'll find out.
That's all. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'll tell you about a guy with half a tongue. He's got one arm, but he's real well hung. He banged an old woman, and her name was Liz. After 15 times, he ran out of jizz.
Oh, God.
That guy, whoever he is, he's fast. He's the fastest goddamn songwriter in the world.
Wow.
All right, well, sorry to break into regular programming, but we had to for that bulletin from Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got this Kelsey Grammer thing right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK. The following is an actual phone call.
Hello?
Hello, is Lewis there?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Lewis. My name is Fran Buckley, and I'm calling from i1.com. How are you?
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down.
What?
With his pants down to his ankles.
Oh, really?
Relieving himself.
What?
And I said, "Sir, this is not a bathroom."
What?
Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom.
Oh,
imagine.
Really?
A small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
What?
Imagine that smell.
Oh, really?
You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
If you please, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm so glad Dennis is back.
Well, for the moment, he is. For the moment, and we're going to, you know, have more of Dennis tomorrow as he, tells us about his situation.
I can't believe he got laid. Why didn't he just tell you that from the start instead of that dumbass super Dennis?
Well, you know, he mentioned the fact that he got laid as we were...
I thought he was lying.
...running him off the last time he was on, and right. I thought it was a feeble attempt... to get some last-minute airtime.
Yeah, I did too. And
I guess...
And the jury's still out. You know, you never know. But, I mean, you're pretty convinced that this is legit.
Yeah. Unless it's an elaborate hoax, and he's waiting for the opportunity...
No, if it is, it's pretty good.
If he's waiting for the opportunity to call us back at some point and say, hey,
boy.
I got you.
I got you.
You couldn't pull that off.
No.
I don't think so either. Hey, listen, where are you calling from?
Sacramento. Hey, we're going to follow you, whatever happens.
All right, listen, beautiful. Here's what I wanted to make sure we mentioned to everybody in Sacramento. It's coming up on 3:30 West Coast time.
Right.
And they did this, they'll probably stay with the show till right before 4 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And then they'll bag out of it.
You,
right.
You think they'll sit. We're probably going to lose you any minute.
Yeah, we need everybody in Sacramento to continue to monitor the situation, including the big mouth that comes on next.
Yeah, because really, that's our new way of dealing with the situation. We're going to still have a problem with KHTK if they're not running the whole show. But more importantly, if
we have
this
another
guy,
problem with that big mouth disc jockey.
If this guy's going to trash talk and going to dog us after we get off the air, then we'll do what we need to do.
Then we'll release the hounds. Yep. But we won't know unless the good people of Sacramento call us.
Right, exactly.
So if he's got a brain in his head when he comes on today, he will just read verbatim from the sports page.
Yeah, and chill out, because, we just want to see what's going on.
Right, otherwise the gates of hell open up. Thank you.
The Olympic trials.
Thank you, right, that's a good topic for him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And Dennis Murphy is back in your favor. Yes!
Yes, he is.
Yes!
He is for the moment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
He has his attractors, yet he has his fans.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he always manages to pull something out, and he, so to speak.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Right, hey.
Hey, how's it going down there?
Going fine, my friend.
I just wanted to pass on a bit of information I came across on the net yesterday. I was surfing through mp3.com.
Right.
And I found a group called Dixie Dicks. And they have a counteract song to the Dixie Chicks' Earl that's called My Name is Earl. And they posted a letter about how all these guys named Earl are suffering from this song.
Okay.
And you guys should check it out.
It's all right. Thank you. Isn't it like daylight all day now?
Yeah. I really entertained that call because, let's face it, even though what the guy had to say was boring as hell,
mm-hmm.
It's funny for like 30 seconds to picture a guy in Alaska listening to this show and calling the show.
Oh, and some moose up there and eagles.
Okay, now here's one thing I got for you out of the tabloid.
All right.
First, let me just show you the picture of Rosie O'Donnell outside a grocery store in South Florida.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That is on page 2 of the New Globe.
She still manages to look stunning.
You know,
that's the shirt you would see like a sophomore tackle at Ohio State wear.
I swear, I was going to say, someone from the Jets or the Giants should sign her up.
Absolutely.
And check out the legs.
Oh, my. Hey, serve me up some. I'd like some fruit with that cottage cheese.
Check out the elephantitis.
My God.
And listen, don't be fooled by this new issue of the Globe where it says, Frazier's dad, gay. Shocker.
Yeah.
Because he's no homo. Right. The story is he plays a homo in a movie.
Oh, okay.
But the companion piece, which gets very little play on the cover of the New Globe, is the piece that I love. It's the best thing in the tabloids this week.
Okay.
It's about Kelsey Grammer. It says, when Frasier star Kelsey Grammer, and I know you'll ask, so let me tell you before I read this, the person that's quoted giving direct quotes about his behavior.
Yeah.
Is his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
So perhaps there's an axe to grind.
Yeah, you never know.
But unlike a lot of these tabloid stories, there's a name with a quote.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
So it's someone who had a relationship with him who's coming out and saying these things that he did.
Very good.
When Frasier star Kelsey Grammer shook hands with President Clinton during a visit to the White House, he was secretly wearing a pair of pink women's thong panties under his suit. Claims his ex-fiancée, Tammy Alexander.
Oh, wow.
And here's a picture of the two of them together.
Hello, I'm wearing panties.
Kelsey told me if Clinton knew, I think he'd find it amusing. She was engaged to him from 1994 to 1996. During another meeting with the Clintons at Ted Danson's wedding to Mary Steenburgen, Kelsey Grammer was sporting a raunchy red lace teddy with a plunging neckline under his tuxedo.
Oh, really? Interesting.
The cross-dressing comic also wore slinky women's undies while taping episodes of Frasier.
Oh, God.
I first realized what a hold cross-dressing had over Kelsey when I went to bed early one night, says Tammy, age 36. He came upstairs later, and to my horror, he was wearing my favorite black stretch miniskirt, which had mysteriously disappeared. Along with that, Kelsey had on a black suspender belt and fishnet stockings. He wore eyeshadow, mascara, and lipstick.
Uh-oh.
He had a pearl necklace on.
I bet. Oh, yeah.
And he had taken a pair of my earrings and used the clips to clamp onto his nipples.
Oh, hello. Wow.
As I looked up, stunned, he said, "Hi, honey," as though this was all normal. All I could say was, "That's my favorite skirt." Tammy insists Kelsey's not gay. He made love in the normal way. He just needed to dress up as a woman.
Oh, God.
Right.
The two met in a Los Angeles restaurant soon after Kelsey separated from his second wife. He proposed to Tammy on the Frasier set in front of both of their moms, the cast, and the audience.
Wonder what he was wearing there.
She moved into his $4 million home in the L.A. Hills, and Sue says she was in for the shock of her life when she found out about his women undie fetish. One time, Tammy says Kelsey insisted that she slather makeup on his face. Then he put on a lady's wig and lingerie, Tammy says, and paraded up and down and said, "I look just like Kirstie Alley, don't I?" Tammy claims Kelsey Grammer would mail order women's clothes in his size.
Oh, man.
Including size 13 stiletto high heels.
"I'd like a teddy, please."
The last straw came when she arrived home at 4 a.m. and found Kelsey wearing women's tights and admiring himself in front of a full-length mirror as another woman watched.
Hello.
It was too much. She booked herself into a California spa and expected Kelsey to join her. Instead, she says he told her, "Get back here. If we're not together, you're not my problem. Go sweep floors. I don't care." Within 3 months of dumping me, he was married to another model, says Tammy. But she'll find out what I did. She's living with a troubled, tortured man.
Oh, my God.
Is that a great expose?
Wow. And it's, you know what's amazing? That it's buried in there. That it's not, that is not the,
no.
The lead. You know, they play the games at these tabloids, and it's weird the way they do. I wonder why that's not the big story. That's front page stuff, I would think.
The headline, well, you know, it does get, hold on, it does get a small bullet on the, on the headline.
Kelsey's kinky cross-dressing.
But the real headline is Whitney's crack baby.
Right.
Oh, God.
And then you have Connie and Maury, secret deal saves their marriage, celebrity diet tricks, Eminem's wife and suicide drama.
Right.
But the headline on the top is Frasier dad gay shocker.
Now, is this that his dad is gay?
No, this is that his dad is playing a gay in a movie.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
And you have very small, a small little circle where it says, plus Kelsey's kinky cross-dressing.
Hard to look at Kelsey Grammer the same way. I mean, it really, you know, we always talked about on that show how he, I always thought he likes to, you know, show his naked body.
He does enjoy taking his shirt off.
He does indeed. And I always thought that that was just a little odd, the way they did that on the show.
That's a good story.
Now picture him in a teddy.
See, and the thing is, when you get someone who names names, somebody
right.
who had been engaged to him,
sure.
someone who he proposed to on the set of the TV show with their mom there,
right.
one of two things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Either we next read a story that says Kelsey Grammer suing this lady for slander,
that's
right?
it.
Or we don't ever hear anything.
Absolutely.
Means,
you know. That's right.
Right. And Mike, I know, listen, we're running out of time, but very quickly, on our telephone now,
yes,
is in fact Kelsey Grammer. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello?
Hi, Kelsey.
Hello, how you doing here, Don and Mike?
Kelsey, is it true that you are a cross-dresser?
No, I'm not.
You don't like to wear women's clothing?
No.
Kelsey, how do you spell the word panty?
What?
How do you spell the word panty?
Panty?
Yes.
P-O-N-E-T.
Perfect.
Right.
Tone it. That's hey. Great. And can you roar, Kelsey? Kelsey Grammer was roaring like a monster.
And Kelsey, who is your favorite caller on the Don and Mike show?
Favorite caller?
Who's your favorite person who calls our show?
F. and Dennis Murphy.
Did you say F. Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
Isn't there someone else who calls the show who you like better than Dennis Murphy?
Tom Gavin.
Yes. Thank you, Kelsey.
That's terrific. Thanks for calling, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Kelsey.
No, it's not. It's me.
It's who?
Tom Gavin.
Oh, no, no way.
You're in.
No way.
You're kidding
it
me.
It is.
No.
This is Tom.
Couldn't be.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
This is Tom the Monster?
Yep.
Man, no. That's like the best Kelsey Grammer impression I've ever heard.
That's right.
All right. Well, you slayed me with that, Tom.
Amazing.
You slayed me. Tommy, we got to go.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
There. No, too busy to say goodbye.
Hey. All pleased with himself.
There you go. You'll see Tom Gavin starring in Frasier.
Hey, Roz.
Hey.
Hello, Seattle. I'm listening. Robot. It's time for the news and the comments right now.
Right now. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Very timely to have this story after that call. Are Americans bathing themselves to death?
Oh, okay. I know a couple of these who work here or not. I don't want to mention any names.
For sure.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't want to name names, but one of them might work on the Liddy Show. And might have a goatee.
Oh, really?
And might not be Matt Stout. Not Matt Stout, okay?
Okay.
The other guy.
Interesting.
You taking a whiff of that guy?
No, I got to get close to him.
You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. I've seen him.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. That, of course, was very
professional.
Hey.
Hey.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
This is the story of...
They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey, Buzz, hold on a second. We got a girl who wants a threesome. A girl who wants a threesome. And I don't know why these girls always call us so late in the show. We'll just get her a call tomorrow. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
How you guys doing?
This is the wrong line. This is not a girl who wants a threesome. Who is this?
No. My name is Nathaniel. I'm calling from New York. I'm just here for the summer, but I was scanning the dial last night, and I heard you guys for the first time. Let me tell you, I've never laughed before while listening to the radio before I heard you.
Well, Nathaniel, thank you, but as of right now, the good people of New York have effectively taken a big number two on us.
Why's that?
Oh, well, we've been on about 3 months in New York, and we got our first ratings in, and they suck.
Well, that's unfortunate. I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed when that gay dude was calling from San Francisco talking about mercenary Donnie Porno. I couldn't stop laughing. And then
Uncle
Joe from Petticoat Junction, couldn't stop laughing.
Thank you. Well, you're very nice.
That's very nice. See, and oranges are different, Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Where's the girl with the threesome? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, now you, the girl who wants a threesome?
Well, sort of like that. Okay, what? My husband's birthday is coming up. And, you know, his fantasy is to have two women.
Yeah.
And I just need some help, like, trying to find me a girl.
All right, honey, listen, we always get these great calls right when we're going to news. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
And let you talk to Lisa or Toya.
Okay.
And get your phone number.
Okay.
And this is the type of stuff we need to talk about in the beginning of the show.
This is the beginning of your show.
Absolutely.
When we have hours and hours and hours ahead of us.
Then we can, you know, linger and we can talk and we can find out about you and your husband and what makes you both tick and what you're looking for.
I'm sure we can find a girl to bring into your bed.
Okay,
so if you hold on, we'll talk to you tomorrow in the beginning of our show.
Okay,
good.
And for all you prospective threesomees out there, when a woman calls this show, it usually means she's serious.
All right. So let's get her on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's go right to Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
In countries where they don't bathe nearly as much as we Americans do, they have fewer allergies. More and more health officials in advanced countries are finding that being clean is only good up to a point.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
We both had the same thought at the same time. I went for the same right as you said bonjour.
That's great. Scientists now believe that we are turning puny by being so obsessively clean. They say a little dirt does a body good. They say the use of antibacterial products is the worst. It weakens our immune system, kills helpful germs, and helps bacteria find ways to become super bacteria.
Hello, that is why we are so big and powerful, Americans, because we never bathe in France.
Hello, look at under my arm. I have a big layer of dirt and filth that has caked up under my arm for the last 3 weeks.
Would you like some of the cheese from between my legs, mon ami?
Yes, that smell you smell. That is not the food coming from the restaurant. That is from me. I am baking my own bread, mon ami.
We love B.O.
It's great to be fresh. We are going to be much more healthy because our immune systems are fantastic, eh, no?
And just in case there's anybody listening to your show tonight in Long Island named Hiller, we want to say we would be glad to bend over for you, just like we did for your ancestor, Adolf Hitler.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Uh-huh. We spent $400 million on antibacterial soap in this country last year. Researchers say regular soap and water is all you really need.
Yeah, you know, I heard that one time, too, that antibacterial soap is just kind of a scam.
It's a marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm.
And with so many of us using so much of it, it really is creating strains of super bacteria that we can't fight.
I wash my hands. You know what really works? I wash my hands in boiling water.
Ah, there you go.
You're absolutely clean as a whistle.
I wash my genitals in boiling water.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I get off on it.
A little red.
After a while, yeah.
Some people like that, though.
Right.
If you're a listener in Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, or Vermont, don't eat the chicken salad. Specifically, don't eat the homemade brand of chicken salad, especially if it came in a 5 or 10 pound container.
Now, when you say homemade brand,
that's the company.
That's a brand name.
The brand name. Homemade. Okay.
Right. It's just like country time lemonade flavored drink mix.
Exactly. What
you know,
that
they
mean?
Do that whole commercial where they're sitting on the porch and you see the sun and they're
playing
out there,
baseball.
And it's like, yeah, nothing like good old fashioned country time lemonade flavored drink mix.
It's like cheese food product.
Exactly.
3,300 pounds of this chicken salad have been recalled because it may be contaminated with potentially deadly listeria.
Yeah, but it's fine as long as you wash your genitals in boiling water. Or as Don likes to call that, tea time.
Teabagging.
Well, they say it's just a matter of time now before there's a human outbreak of the deadly West Nile virus in New York. Yesterday, they found 2 dead crows on Staten Island, both dead from the mosquito-borne virus.
I told you, that's what you meant. We all look like Niles from Frasier.
Oh, silly.
Marist.
Officials say they'll spread pesticide there tomorrow night. Suffolk County is getting sprayed tonight after dozens of infected birds were found there in Westchester and in a couple of neighboring counties.
Daphne, I love you, but I'm afraid to tell you.
I'm the Nile virus.
The virus first appeared in the U.S. last year, killed over 7 people in the New York area, and caused over 5 dozen cases of encephalitis.
Thank you, Buzz. Hold on, please.
All right.
Not done by a long shot.
Okay.
Squeeze this in. Everybody in Sacramento, because they're probably going to access right now.
Yep.
Make sure you keep monitoring that situation for us.
We want a report.
Right? We'll be back with more news everywhere else right after this.
Come now. You speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels. Can't speak. Am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The city of brotherly love continues to roll out the red carpet for the upcoming Republican National Convention. Today, a Philadelphia cop shot to death a man armed with some swear words and a folding chair. It happened at the city's Amtrak station. A homeless man was threatening people and did dare police to shoot him. When he swung the chair at an officer, the officer fired his gun. Witnesses say the shooting was not necessary.
Did a TV helicopter get it so that they could replay it over and over frame by frame?
They couldn't get inside the train station to do that.
Yeah, a folding chair can really mess you up. I watch wrestling.
The Republican convention is less than 2 weeks away, and now the police commissioner is pissed about the sale of T-shirts that feature a still photo of last week's incident in which officers took turns beating and kicking a suspect.
You know, I'm not disagreeing that guys should not, you know, be overly beaten and kicked.
Right.
I'd like to point out, though, that the guy who the beating and the kicking was being done to mm-hmm. was a guy who had carjacked a car
and shot at police,
led cops on a gigantic chase, mm-hmm. and shot at police.
Yeah, I think it's necessary to put a little perspective on that.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't think it took, you know, 39 or however many cops it was gathering around, each of them getting a good kick at this guy.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if you justify that kind of behavior, then, you know, eventually you get pulled over for a traffic stop and go, officer, I was not going to get hit right in the head.
Yeah, you don't want that. But then again,
mm-hmm.
people would drive safer. And you're talking to a bad driver right here.
That's right. And whatever you do, don't pick up a folding chair. The T-shirt that's being circulated now in Philadelphia carries the caption, "Welcome, America," as it shows the still frame from that helicopter video. The shirts, by the way, are being sold by a Philadelphia police officer.
Well, an enterprising young man.
I think I heard either the police chief or the mayor, somebody was saying that they find out who this cop is, they'll make sure that the cop is going to be doing the T-shirt.
Spiewak!
The T-shirt full-time.
Oh, yeah. Captain Spiewak.
Hello, Mr. Spiewak winner. Scholarship winner. Hey, Mr. Scholarship winner. Hmm?
Maybe the hardest working man in show business worked a little too hard. In his hometown of Beach Island, South Carolina, James Brown. Is being accused of pulling a knife on a utility worker and holding him against his will.
Hi. This is James Brown.
This is James Brown.
You'd be surprised how many young people have asked me what it's like to be James Brown.
But first, get a good education.
Don't we have to save from talking about staying in school, Rob?
First, join the rest. We're going back to school.
We're going back to school.
How many?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. This is James Brown.
This is James Brown.
You would be surprised.
Oh, hey.
At the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. Brown.
But first.
Hey. Hi. How about a hot pants?
Hey. How?
You know, ever since they moved us in this new studio, all of our tapes that we used to have, they're scattered all throughout the building now.
Yeah, like dandelions scattered to the wind.
They're everywhere.
Forget
it. Stop waiting for Bobo. Just go ahead.
Okay, well, police say this utility worker went to James Brown's home.
There it is.
Responding to a complaint that the power was out. Of course.
Hi, this is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
Right.
But my advice to them is the first, get a good education. Then pursue a career.
Don't be a dropout.
Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
The face.
So this utility worker who says he had a knife pulled on him went to Brown's home responding to a complaint that the power was out. He walked through Brown's unlocked security gate and encountered the godfather of soul who told him to wait right there. When Brown returned, he was carrying a man's dress suit and supposedly said, "That means I'm a government agent and I can lock you up for trespassing and sneaking around on my property." Brown then allegedly pulled a steak knife on the guy.
Steak knife.
Brown's lawyer has no comment. Best part of the story? The utility company says the power was never out at James Brown's place, and it has no idea who called in the complaint.
I mean, power out. Hi.
You'd be surprised how many people say their power's out.
But first, check the light bulb.
Yesterday we learned about the website SurvivorSucks.com. Well, today we learned about its sister site, BigBrotherBlows.com. Now, that one had to go offline for a while yesterday after getting a cease and desist order from the lawyers who represent the Dutch company that produces Big Brother. It seems that BigBrotherBlows.com had found a way to tap into two CBS cameras that are not available on the network's Big Brother webpage. BB Blows had a live shot of the Big Brother TV control room and, to poke fun at the show, a 24-hour camera on the show's chicken coop.
Well, Buzz,
yes?
Despite all of that, we, my family and I,
yes?
We still watch Big Brother.
I haven't missed one yet.
We watched it last night.
You love the Big Brother.
We like Big Brother. And, please, Mike,
yes?
I think you'd be surprised how many people are watching the show Big Brother.
Before he's poor Survivor.
Okay, now, I did have something about all the Survivor stories we had yesterday.
All right.
Of course, everybody heard the story they both had yesterday about how there's some guy on one of these Survivor Sucks websites who put out what he thought was the fact that Jervis was going to be the first one, you know, going to be the last one left.
Right.
Okay. There's also another report that Sonia, the lady we had on the show who played the ukulele, there's a report that Sonia will be brought back to the island to replace an ill teammate. There is also another internet report that Richard wins the money but gives it all away.
See, this is amazing.
This is why yesterday I was yelling at those people who called up and said, well, I read in the newspaper that it said Jervis is the winner.
That's right.
I mean, everybody on the internet's got a site now where they say who's going to win on Survivor.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Oh, by the way, the guy who runs Survivor Sucks and Big Brother Blows also has a website making fun of MTV's Real World show.
But I do believe that Ken Griffey Jr. will be traded to the Red Sox.
Right.
Oh, please. You know what?
The
Red Sox deserve Ken Griffey. A fun-loving kid who wears his hat backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's some reality TV for you. America's Toughest Sheriff is putting in some webcams.
Sheriff Head.
Joe Arpaio, who runs the Maricopa County Jail in Phoenix, says it'll be an educational deterrent to crime.
Mr. Coleman, you're not going to mess with me after I put your hand on this door.
Sheriff Head.
Yeah.
I don't know why you are still bothering me. I've moved from the D.C. area. I now live in the village in New York. Why must you continually pull me back to your jail, Sheriff Head?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Coleman. You may move anywhere you want. You can go from Anchorage, Alaska, to Bangor, Maine, but just remember one thing, Jeremy.
What's that, Sheriff Head?
Your ass will always, and I mean always, be mine.
I don't have to take this.
Yeah, you do.
I don't, wearing my knee-high socks
yeah.
and my hard shoes with big buckles on them.
Just shut up and smell my fingers.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, back in Phoenix, Joe Arpaio, and quoting him now that he's put these cameras in
I have
jail.
A meeting with Ron and Fez. I really must be going.
Hey.
Everyone likes to look at the porn.
Yeah, they just don't want to see you looking at the porn. Sheriff Seymour Head.
And quoting the sheriff in Phoenix, maybe those guys who get busted on Van Buren Street for soliciting prostitutes can wave to their wives on the new webcam.
Gee.
Now, the local ACLU isn't laughing. Quoting the director, Sheriff Joe seems to forget that a lot of people in his care haven't been convicted of any crime. Putting them on the Internet for the world to see is an invasion of privacy. Sheriff Joe has, during his reign, put prisoners in old-fashioned striped uniforms, put them to work on chain gangs, taken away their coffee, their R-rated movies, and their girly magazines. He's also made them wear pink underwear.
Thank you, Buzz. Hold on. Oh, like Kelsey Grammer.
Exactly.
Hold on back with more news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Reminding you to pull out Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Buzzy. Hold on. Let me get a couple of updates from Sacramento.
Oh, good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Hi,
hey.
Buzz.
Don, I just want to let you know, man, Grant's the most cockiest SOB you'll ever know. And you just keep up the good work, man. I'll tell you, the majority of the listeners out here like you guys, man, above that show. And so you guys just keep up the good work because you guys are really getting on his nerves, man. And the callers are letting them know because I called Sports 1140 and I let them know. And they're like, okay, yeah, Grant knows. And, you know, it's just getting on his nerves. I know it's eating away.
Well, more importantly, we just want to know what was said tonight.
Oh, the first thing he said when he started out was another on-time start, as usual, in a cocky old voice, he said it. And it was just like, you know, he don't have to say that. He's on at
well,
the time.
Listen, you know what that is?
Is that all?
If that was it,
if that's it, then we won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won. That's
all right,
what, you
thank
know, you. You guys got him, man. You guys got him by the nards.
All right, let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, reporting from Sacktown.
Yes.
First break's over, and he didn't have nothing to say.
Yeah, good. All right. Good.
They told him to shut up.
Shut his big, stupid mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Thank you. Unless he wants a war, you know. And if the guy wants a war, we'll give him one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Steve from Sacramento, man.
Well, Steve, your phone's breaking up. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Matt from Sacramento. Yeah, he had to say he was number one rated, too. He said, I am the number one rated afternoon show. So.
Well,
that's fine.
You know, you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as the guy doesn't start, you know, whipping his thing out and putting it on the table and trashing us.
That's right.
That was our only point.
I'm very glad to hear that. That's a good smart move on his part.
He obviously, you know, heard our comments today and is frankly petrified.
Very good.
Yeah, good. Don and Mike.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, is this Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Yeah. This is Chris out in Sacramento. I just want to tell you, Grant Napier had to shoot his mouth off again. He said another on-time start.
No, see, the guys like you are guys who are looking for something. There's no problem with the guy coming on and saying another on-time start. That's a battle that we'll fight with the management. What we didn't want was what was done yesterday.
Right.
Where the guy came on and said, hey, I'm here. I'm the king. I'm the best.
Right, exactly.
You know, Dynamite can kiss my ass because that starts a war. And if the guy wants to start a war, we would have given him a war.
I think anybody that's heard the whole thing and the byplay and what we said today would know that that's a victory for our side.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree, sir?
Yes, I would.
Thank
good
you.
Good enough. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's a guy that, you know, where somebody would have the white flag up and be sitting there, you know, he'd still, like, pump about eight rounds into it.
Hello, Dynamite.
A good measure.
Hello. Oh, that's a bad car phone. Hi, Don and Mike. So is that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just calling because you guys got turned off, man.
Well, in Sacramento? Yes.
Sacramento.
We knew that that was going to happen today.
What our issue was is what was going to be said if there was going to be another display like last night, and that didn't happen, and we already know that.
Grand Napier's not talking crap?
Right.
No. He's learned his lesson.
He's learned his lesson.
Like a little bitch he is.
I just been driving down the road, just saw a guy life-lighted out. He just got in a head-on collision in a motorcycle wearing no helmet just now.
All right.
Saw that right
Thank
now,
you.
Yeah.
Hope he was a Grant Napier listener.
Hey, I hate Grant Napier.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you for the uplifting traffic report.
Very nice. I guess that takes care of that, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
Every day. Every day we will put Sacramento to this test.
Amen.
And now let's go back to Buzz for a couple more minutes of the news.
This fall, Monday Night Football will air at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, except for a couple of nights during the upcoming political conventions. On those Mondays, the game will start at 4 p.m. West Coast time and 7 p.m. on the East Coast. ABC's planning to switch at 10 Eastern to its political coverage. That's 7 Pacific time or 9 Central, but just for those two nights. You may want to check your listing.
Yeah, okay. No, I got you. It just means Monday Night Football during the preseason starts an hour earlier.
Right, right. At least for those two nights. The rest of the time, it'll be at the normal time.
Well, they don't do 4 Monday night games, though.
Oh, okay.
There's only 2 Monday night preseason games.
Well, then,
so for both of those games,
that would cover it.
It's just an hour earlier.
8 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock start time.
And then the regular time will be 8 o'clock this year?
No, the regular time is back to 9 o'clock.
Back to 9 o'clock.
Back to 9.
Check your listing.
It's actually very easy to understand.
You are a man who can watch 15 television shows at one time.
Monday Night Football goes on the air at 9. The kickoff will be at 10 after 9.
Uh-huh.
Except...
during the convention.
Except for the preseason, when Monday Night Football will be on at 7.
At 7 o'clock.
Right.
Only on the convention nights.
Right. But those are the only 2 times that Monday Night Football is on.
In the preseason?
In the preseason.
So there will be no other preseason games that would start at 8 o'clock.
Unless they were on CBS or Fox.
I see.
And there are some who are on CBS or Fox or ESPN.
I completely understand it now.
Okay.
I'd be able to pass a quiz if I was given it.
The X-Files is coming back this fall, but David Duchovny mostly isn't. And since it's about time to start filming those new episodes, the network is furiously trying to find a replacement.
No, David Duchovny on the X-Files?
He'll be on some episodes.
Oh, man.
But
I got to call Big Joe.
Why don't they just go with the guy who I've read is next in line? Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Chris Noth or Chris Noth. I'm not sure
Chris
how it's pronounced.
Chris North, I think is his name, right?
He's another good-looking
guy who was on Law and Order.
There's no R in it. He was on Law and Order. He was on Sex and the City.
Hey, you know,
yeah,
I know we're about to go off in New York, and Ron and Fez are about ready to take over.
Coming up.
Right. Boys, I just want to tell you, when you're thinking about your favorite on this show, stop thinking about Buzz.
Right.
And start thinking about Mike.
Amen.
And think about making it Ron and Fez and Mike.
Hey.
Because Mike has never been queerer than he's been on today's show.
Hey.
Hey.
Maybe Ron and Fez and Mike and Big Joe.
Maybe.
A number of names are being considered for Duchovny's replacement. The name you'll recognize is Lou Diamond Phillips, or also I mentioned Chris Noth, or Noth, however that's pronounced.
Wow, keep them coming, Buzz.
Lou Diamond and 3 other actors were at the studio the other day talking about the possibilities. Duchovny will appear on the first couple of episodes this fall, then vanish until about 13 episodes into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an example of where the businessmen in suits ruin the fun for the audience and for the entertainers. This is classic.
Okay.
The season-ending cliffhanger for Malcolm in the Middle was pretty funny, with Bea Arthur as Dewey's babysitter. When we last left the show, the babysitter had just died. But that wasn't the way the episode was originally written. The first draft had Dee Arthur falling in love with Dewey and then kidnapping him. The final scene had them driving away together with Dewey wearing a black wig and mustache and Dee Arthur saying, From now on, your name is Pepe.
That is funny.
They intervened.
The guy who plays the dad on the show says the Fox Network standards and practices people pulled the plug on the plot line. They didn't like the kidnapping
angle. You know, there's no place for standards and practices on the Fox Network.
No, they shouldn't even have that department.
Come on, your name is Pepe.
Thank you for the news and the comments. Toe tapping touch tones right there. Time for call 100. A prize package that we have selected especially for you.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-36B. Be the 100th caller now.
This is the Don and Mike.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in its room, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
They faced those demons before, Don and Mike.
Now let's go right back to the world of Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Alabama standout Chris Samuels and the Washington Redskins have made it official. Samuels, third man pick in this year's NFL draft, is getting a 6-year deal worth more than $30.5 million. That includes a $10 million signing bonus. The Skins have just two holdouts left now, Pro Bowl running back Steven Davis and the draft's second overall pick, LeVar Arrington.
You know, just a brief note about the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think the chemistry might be effed up on the Redskins this year.
Oh,
even though they've got all these great players spending
right.
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay. Steven Davis, the guy who did the job last year for the Redskins.
Right.
The Redskins don't want to give him as big a signing bonus as they've given this rookie
right.
who's never played in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's problem number one.
Mm-hmm.
Problem number two is the hillbilly quarterback, Brad Johnson, who did a hell of a job last year,
right?
Who's been told all along he's in the last year of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Jeff George
yep.
for $18 million.
Didn't they give him a big signing bonus, too?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And they have given Brad Johnson
mm-hmm.
dick.
Not cool.
And it's not like they don't have the money. Because, listen, they're still charging you $20 to go out.
Absolutely.
You know, and watch them practice. So, I don't know.
That's not good. I don't think, I mean, and that, you know, any team sport, it really, you can get the stars, you can bring in the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about chemistry. What is it, 50% of first-round draft picks in the NFL actually even make the team?
Yeah, they fail. And if I was Steven Davis, I'd be pissed, too. I'd say, you know what? I busted my ass for you last year.
Mm-hmm.
I played with a goddamn broken leg last year.
Mm-hmm.
I single-handedly took this team to the playoffs last year. And how do you thank me? You thank me by paying a guy who's never played a down
mm-hmm.
$10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, give me 10. And they say to him, you know what, Steven? We're concerned that you might be injured like you were last year, so we'll give you 5.
Wow.
And, you know, while any of us would cut off our left nut
mm-hmm.
for $5 million,
I understand.
You know, we can't even comprehend the situation of what it's like to get that type of money.
Right.
You can certainly understand. You bust your ass at a job for a year. You do a great job. You prove you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team dicks you around while they give a guy who's never played more money.
There are examples in both baseball and football and other sports. When you pull that kind of stuff, sometimes it backfires on you.
Right. Hey, I just want to get the show back on track because in New York, Ron and Fez are about to come on. Hey, I want to look at Buzz looking at the porn, but I don't want people to see me looking at Buzz looking at the porn.
Rude and rude.
Where's Big Joe? Hey.
Green Bay fans have a new way to pass the time this year thanks to the local tourism people. They can all ride their Packer tractors to the Legends of Lombardi Avenue Tour. It takes Packer backers to places like Vince's former home, the old City Stadium.
I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Stay away, Packer fans.
And the childhood home of Curly Lambeau, who founded the team and served as its first coach.
Screw him. I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Where's Lester Burnham? I mean, Mark Shimura, child molester. Woo!
The one-hour tour makes a 20-mile loop around the area, but makes no stops at Lambeau Field.
In my day, when you had a guy who had a thing for little boys, you kept it quiet. Boo!
Jerry Kramer had a thing for young hairless boys. You know how he handled that? Behind closed doors.
But now I can't do anything because I'm the ghost of Lombardi. Woo!
The Baltimore Orioles are thinking about selling the name of their ballpark to a corporate sponsor. Oriole Park at Camden Yards has avoided the tacky trend for 8 years now, but now with the fourth highest payroll in the game, the O's are looking at their options.
Why don't they sell it to Angelo's Douchebags?
Their current lease contract doesn't allow corporate sponsorships, but team officials are working and waiting to change that.
Just a big picture of Peter Angelos and a bag.
Finally, a couple in upstate New York is angry about the DMV yanking their personalized plate. The plate read, ADK Lover, L-U-V-R. ADK is the symbol of the Adirondack Mountain Club to which the couple belongs. State officials were pretty sure ADK referred to
a dick?
Penis. That's what they thought,
a
yes.
A dick lover.
So they gave the couple a new plate.
Hey! Just go to ADK.com.
Hey!
You don't want to see people seeing you. Look at the ADK.com. Hey! Hey!
And Robin Fez, incidentally, if you didn't hear it earlier, call us any day on our show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We will give you Buzz's home address.
Excellent.
The states. We know you're in love with Buzz.
The states are thawing now.
There you go.
ADK Lover, L-U-V-R, has been changed. The state took that away from this couple and gave them a new plate instead with a combination of letters and numbers. The new license plate begins with the letters BS. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes.
Hey!
That's it. Got to go. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. The girl who wants to bring a third party into the bedroom.
Wow.
Dennis Murphy, Charlie Stassi will be here. Another great edition of Hate Mail.
All right.
Hate Mail from jail.
Ah, for Stassi.
On tomorrow's episode. Hello.
On Color 100.
And Mike Show, yes. Yes, you are. And what's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wichita.
Jeff, you have won the 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS. Go to SprintPCS.com. But wait, there's more. You've also won the WWF prize pack. WWF fully loaded live on pay-per-view Sunday night at 8. Call Cox Communications.
Y'all.
Or pay-per-view Comcast to order. And we thank you for listening to the show on KFH in Wichita.
Love you guys.
Where they brilliantly run the entire show every night until we're done.
Here, here.
Thank you for listening. Have a great night. And we will see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie.
Hi.
Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it alone.
Hey, what are you doing?
Premature.
I know. See you tomorrow.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has a great